Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hey, hey you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's going to get interesting.
Hi, this is Michael Kill of the Thought Criminals, and you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in and geek out.
Mobile audio stream enabled at mobile.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.com/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io. Put geek in and geek out.
Welcome to the last Geek.io of 2014, your yearly dose of best of geeky goodness. This is episode number 88, recorded Thursday, the 16th of December, 2014. Hi, I'm CJ. Nice to meet you.
And I bring you tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. I'm Jared Azevedo.
Rachel will be on the next half of the episode.
And by around the globe, we mean in two countries. I'm Dale Campbell.
But you're on the other half of the globe, so literally to get to you, we'd have to go around the globe. So I'm Jared, almost going to have a baby here with my wife because I'm not pregnant but long.
You're going to have a baby with your wife.
We are having a baby. I'm not physically giving birth, and it came out wrong to start with, so I decided to correct it mid-sentence.
That sounds better.
Look, if you have come to expect more than that from me, you have problems. You're expecting something completely not possible.
Listeners, when a mummy and daddy love each other very much.
Anyway. Oh no, this is nothing. Budlong and I argue like old married couples all the time. This is nothing though.
Well, here's I've got an exclusive tape from one of mine and CJ's arguments. Do you want to hear it?
Yes. I would love to hear it.
Please do, right here. Right. Put it in my mouth. I need it in my mouth. Dale, put it in my mouth, Dale.
And I just wouldn't, and he just didn't give up.
It was very upsetting. Very distressing.
It's very distressing.
Very distressing.
Very.
So. I really needed it in my mouth, and Dale would not put it in my mouth.
I just can't deliver from the start of the world.
Suddenly really needs to start getting into the show notes and start putting show titles in, because we're 2 seconds in. We already have to have a her show title. Oh, also, Butlong, god damn it.
I haven't heard that since high school, thanks.
Budlong's butt is peaking. Budlong's butt is clipping.
And Dale wouldn't put it in CJ's mouth.
Yes.
What?
What Budlong does on his private time, we don't need to know on the show. Rachel says, "I disagree."
Of course we do. I disagree. Discuss.
Budlong, butt is peaking. Discuss amongst yourselves.
Amongst yourselves.
So, how has everybody been?
Well,
I can't complain.
December. It's Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is coming.
There's nothing Christmas you can do about it. You can't stop it. It's going to come and it's going to get you and you're going down. So you better be prepared.
I finally went to the doctor and got a shot, or two shots, so I feel much better. Well,
in your butt?
Yeah, one on each side, actually. She said hip. Okay, let's clarify this. She said you're going to get two shots in each, one in each hip. Right?
Hip.
And I'm like, my hip is like up here by my belt. And she was like, all right, yeah, just a little lower. I was like, wait, what? Hold on.
Oh!
But that's not... Okay.
Drop trowel. We're going in.
And that explains perfectly mine and Dale's relationship.
So, I got steroids and antibiotics, and I'm still taking oral antibiotics to try and get out...
The guy is buff.
Sinus... Buff. Sinusitis. Cyanitis?
Buff long.
Sinusitis.
Cyanonitis.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Although today I think I strained my neck, so I've been like stiff-necked walking around all day, which kind of sucks. So, other than that, I'm doing a lot better than I was over the weekend. So,
good.
Woohoo! Modern medicine.
Woot. Yay!
Can I get a woot woot?
Woot woot. Woot.
I got a beep beep.
Beep. All right. Speaking of beep beeps, let's go ahead and move on.
Okay.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos. Pew, 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 pew.
This is Gadgets, Games, Gizmos, and Ganders, and galloping goodness.
What?
Galloping, you say?
Yes. Who's I'm not playing it.
Whose gadget was that?
That didn't take forever. Come on, Dale. You're supposed to be better than Budlong and I about paying off jokes immediately. Budlong and I are the only ones that are allowed to take that really long walk off that short pier for jokes.
The one that I'm like, hey, wait, hold on. Hold on, let me click.
Wait.
No, I can't find it.
I did the same thing during... During while you were gone, and we were staring at the disembodied head of a stormtrooper on the back of your door.
Oh, right.
Dale played his totally not pieced together clip, and it took me forever. I'm like, I don't need to rely on edited clips for what people say to me, and it took me like 5 minutes to try and find Jazz's.
No, it's definitely not French. I hate the French.
I like Dale's laugh after that. It's totally legit.
Totally legit. That whole clip is totally legit.
It's a really long clip. I want to play the entire clip. Why is it 19 seconds? Hold on.
No, it's definitely not French. I hate the French.
One star reviews from the French.
I didn't say I hated the French.
Yes, you did.
No, I said they hate the French. Remember the whole freedom
you said
prize?
I. You
no.
said I.
No, you couldn't.
No, you
mouth.
Said I.
Anyway.
Anyway.
No, I love the super snarky Jazz at the end. That was fantastic.
Anyway.
I'm going to just clip out anyway from Snarkovito over there.
I hate you guys.
We love you too.
Hidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Hidings of comfort and joy. All right, so... I'm gonna go
anyway.
Ahead. Anyway.
Rachel currently taking bribes to drive CJ up to wherever everybody wants me to bring him to, so he can get his ass beat.
I've successfully tripped over both Jareds, so it's pretty easy since they live like right next to each other. So
we'll go in on our bid.
It's okay, because it also gets me in a place where I can do things up there to certain people that I won't mention.
Can I clip that out and take it out of context? Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Yay, my clip resident will start
together there.
All right, I'm totally not... This is actually going to be a pretty short first half of the show, because on the second half we're doing the best of 2014... kind of edited this year because this is the first year we're not actually doing news. So, yeah. All right. So I'm going to go first because mine's relatively short. Because I've just started playing two new Marvel games for me Android. Marvel Contest of Champions, which is a weird amalgamation of a card game and a fighting game. It's really weird. And I think I kind of hate it.
Wow.
It's not weird in a good way. It's weird.
Considering I love both card games and fighting games, it's weird in a bad way. It just doesn't it doesn't flesh together very flesh together very
flesh together really well is what you were looking for there.
Yes, that's totally what I was going to say. God, I'm going to be the source of all the freaking show titles today. Holy crap. So yeah, I kind of hate it, and it's just not fun. Like the controls on it are really like really janky, and I wonder if it would work better on a tablet or even a phone tablet, because I refuse to say that other word.
The phone tablet mixture, that one.
Yes, the phone tablet donkey mule.
Donkey mule and a donkey shark. Got something with donkey.
A donkey mule and a donkey shark love each other very much.
Describes my Saturday night.
The abomination. The abomination that results. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
and that's the story of Christmas. It's during Hanukkah. We can make fun of Christmas.
Yes.
By the way, happy Hanukkah to the at least two openly Jewish people that we listen that listen to us.
The two openly Jewish people we listen to? Nice. Nice.
Well, I listen to them because they're my friends. But it's the only two people that I know that posted Hanukkah stuff, and they posted other Jewish stuff on Facebook. So, hi. Happy Hanukkah. Openly fourth Jewish. Night. Congratulations. I hope you no longer have your people being forced into slavery and or death camps, and also congratulations on taking over Hollywood. Your people are awesome.
Wow.
They're my people. No, I love the Jews. They're fantastic. No, I honestly love Jewish people. They're amazing. They make great soup. And they handle their money very well.
Stop, CJ. Please stop.
As you can tell, I'm in a much better mood this week than last week.
Yeah, I could tell.
No more grumpy CJ. So, yeah, Marvel Contest of Champions sucks. Might be better on a tablet, but I don't have one of those. The second game I got...
You have a tablet mixture, right?
Yes, the phone tablet donkey. Donkey mule might work better. Because at this point in time, I'm trying to not say things that make me want to vomit blood.
That's a good idea, actually. That's words to live by, folks.
Well, no, freaking, I was watching. I talked about this on the management chat, but nobody else can see that. And also, we do so much talking in there that sometimes it gets passed through. I was watching Hell's Kitchen
at 4 a.m. in the morning. By the way,
yeah, right. I was watching Hell's Kitchen, and they were doing a – shut up. I like that show.
I love that show.
And they were doing a challenge for a bunch of glamorous campers, you know, where they bring beds and stuff like that and, you know, not really camping but better camping than being in an RV. And they kept calling it glamping, and I'm just like, every time they say that, like, another brain cell just explodes in my head, and I hate the fucking word so much.
No.
I don't even think Dale likes that word.
No. I hated it.
It's such a dumb word. So bad.
Glamping sounds like something I'd do on Saturday, but that's a different story.
Yeah, I know. I've still never heard the phrase glamorous camping.
I've never heard
it's like
the
an oxymoron. I don't know.
It reminds me of Parks and Recreation when they go camping. Did anybody see that episode? One of the guys.
I've seen a few episodes, and I want to watch it.
Well, they're going camping, and one of the guys buys everything from Sky Mall that's related to camping.
Nice.
And then he runs everything off of the one vehicle they came with and kills the battery in the middle of nowhere. It's great. He has, like, an ice cream maker and all kinds of crazy electronics all trying to run off of off the battery in the van or car, whatever they came in. Which made me fun. Or made me laugh. reminded me.
Made
it was
you
fun.
Fun.
It, yes.
It made the vlog fun.
We've gone over this. If you expect me to make sense when I'm talking, just give up. Go listen to something else. You're never going to catch me.
So yeah, other than that, I've been playing Guardians of the Galaxy: The Universe Weapon, which sounds like it's a dumb title, but it's a fantastic game. It's if you've ever played the game, you got an Android update. Sorry, if you ever played the game Battleheart, it's that with Guardians of the Galaxy. If you've never played the game Battleheart, basically you're taking a raiding party from any kind of, you're given an RPG from, you know, from World of Warcraft to Final Fantasy to Mass Effect, but you're controlling them all with your screen. You're controlling each person to go attack a certain thing. Each, like, you have different classes. You have your ranger, you have your tank, you have your damage dealer. And basically, you are a raiding party. You have to do certain strategies. You have to avoid the green crap on the ground, or else your people are going to die. You have to protect the healer. It's a really good game. But they brought out a Guardians of the Galaxy version of it, and I was going through the Amazon App Store, and I saw that it was on sale from $2.99 to 99 cents, and plus you get 30 coins. Now, I have a crap ton of Amazon coins saved up from every time they give out free apps that give their stupid little Amazon coins. And basically, you could spend their stupid little Amazon coins like you would cash. So a 99-cent game is going to cost 99 coins. So it only cost me 60 coins. I'm like, yes, sure, yeah, absolutely. I'll buy that for a dollar. And it's really amazing. It's really, really fun. They do this awesome thing where they combine the movie lore with the comic book lore. So you have your top five. You have your Star-Lord. You have your Gamora. You have your Drax. You have your Groot. And you have your Rocket in their movie outfits. And then in the comic book, and you have your Yondu and your and that kind of thing as well. And then you go into comic book stuff where you'll recruit Iron Man, Angela, Venom, Charlie 47, all these ancillary guardians. And it's fantastic that they pretty seamlessly combine the movie lore with comics. It's fantastic. It's really, really fun. Other than that, I've not done a ton, so I'm not going to really take up too much more time. And I'm going to pick Budlong.
Okay, so I never thought I would watch this show, but I watched Scorpion.
I'm sorry.
No, okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. I went ahead and set it to record before I had seen more than just like a preview. And it recorded all 10 episodes or whatever it was, and they've been sitting on our my DVR, which actually means my Windows 7 computer with a tuner. But they've been sitting there, and I was like, whatever, I just want to see if it's as bad as everyone says it is. And good gosh, yes, it's horrible. But
yes,
but I have decided to suspend every shred of disbelief that I have in my body to watch this ridiculous show, because it's kind of fun when you put it all aside. I kind of enjoy it. I'm okay. I can admit to it. It's fine. I understand that you wouldn't be able to drive a Ferrari under a 747, connect a LAN cable through the landing gear to download the firmware of the plane to then send it wirelessly to the airport to reboot their systems on a runway.
But it's still fun anyway.
I know there's no possible chance you could do that, but you know what? It makes for some good action, and I don't even care. I don't even care. Plus, the best part is Josiah doesn't know how to say scorpion. He calls it squirrel pen, and it's great.
Nice.
He calls them exactly squirrel pens. It's fantastic. So outside of watching Scorpion and playing Super Smash Brothers, which goodness, that freaking game is addictive.
The original one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the 64 version. I really just want to go back and play more of that. I can't help it.
Dale, did you get Smash Bros for your Wii U?
It's currently downloading on my Wii U as we talk. Nice.
So you'll have it in like a week.
I'll have it in about a month.
I'm curious as to, and this is something that I've not been able to find any information on, if you and I are able to play together.
I'm getting it for
Christmas, because I bought it and I know I'm getting it for Christmas.
You should ask Willis.
Does he play with people internationally?
Oh, I don't.
That's you guys live in Alabama. That's the only country in the world to you guys.
Yeah, but why would they really restrict country to country?
They do in WoW. They do in almost every other game. And
So I don't play WoW, so I didn't realize you couldn't play.
Yeah,
country.
No,
to
it's region locked.
Really?
It's regionalized. Yeah,
technically can, but that. Like if Dale wanted to play WoW with me, for example, we use WoW as an example because it's there. If Dale wanted to play WoW with me, either I would have to create a Oceania, Australia has its own region now, but Oceania or Australia region account, or he would have to create an American account to play with me.
Not a new character for a new server, but a new account?
New account completely. Yeah,
oh, what the heck?
New account, because the Battle.net accounts are tied to a region.
So who?
Yes.
That I've never had that problem playing console games.
Don't play the same console games that I do.
I've played first person shooters and racers and never had an issue with
those.
I played people internationally on the Wii back in the day, Smash Brothers, and
because of
Mario Kart.
friend code or whatever it is. So
that's
it shouldn't
weird.
Be too much.
Yeah, theoretically speaking, you should be able to, but I don't know if
they had like the random. Random opponent thing, and I get from Japan, and
I just never knew. Oh, that's weird.
Germany, which is,
and yes, I played people from France, and I didn't have a problem with it.
You just kicked their asses. You beat the French because you hate them.
So outside of that, we're waiting for.
I love you, Jess.
We're waiting for Baby Reese to get here. So if I. Suddenly, the door opens behind me, and I turn the camera off, and you guys don't hear from me again. I'll shut off the stream eventually via TeamViewer remotely from the hospital.
8 hours.
By the way, so. That kind of leads me to, I was going to save this till the end of the show, but since it's here anyway, official announcement time. This will be Jared's last Geek.io show for quite some time, akin to what Azevedo did.
I'm glad you finished
last year.
I'm glad you finished that sentence. I was like, "Man, this is going to be Jared's last show
ever."
Bye.
You're fired.
As Avito did last year around this time, he's going to take some time off. He'll probably. It's basically up to him when he wants to come back. So, but I'm going to estimate probably May-ish, June-ish, somewhere.
Yeah, I know earlier than March for sure. So we'll see we'll see how sleep is doing.
we'll see how we go.
I'll be
anyway.
Nice, and Budlong's like, I want to get back to work.
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. It would definitely not be any earlier than March. So we'll see.
Oh, you said later than March.
Sorry, I meant earlier. Sorry, it'll be no earlier than March. See,
I'm giving you a break.
No,
you're
I'm
gonna be back in March.
I'm already not thinking straight. It's fine. Yeah, no earlier than March, so we'll see. But it's going to depend on sleep and how babies are adjusting to home life and not womb life. We'll see.
Not womb life. I like that.
Well, let's put it this way. He can stir all he wants right now, and it doesn't bother me personally. It bugs the crap out of Alicia, and I don't know how she deals with it because I've felt that from the outside holding her stomach. And I'm like, nope, I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, it's weird. It's so weird.
It's a strange thing.
Feeling is so bizarre.
Agreed. So
feeling babies flip inside your stomach.
Stomach. Anyway.
So this will be his last show for a while. So probably maybe May, June, whenever he feels like coming back, honestly. Jazz
find out next time on Geek
Five, Kyo,
which parrot is gone. Dink,
I wasn't
dink,
gone that long.
Dink, sorry.
I think I was... Reese was born in April. I was back, I think, in June, wasn't I?
No, I don't remember. Somebody look that up and let us know.
I don't remember.
I was scrolling
through all the who's it's and the what's it's earlier today. Like,
that
man,
was
a lot happened this year.
It.
All right, Twitch video game description time. Why the hell did my Groot not summon? What the fuck? Why is my Groot not summoning? Where's my Groot?
I'll summon your Groot if you want me to.
Whoa.
There's my Groot. I had to freaking waste more mana. Jesus Christ. See, Twitch?
We're playing video games.
I am. I'm playing Rocket Raccoon, and he summons Groot, and he didn't. My Groot didn't summon. I'm just wasted half of my freaking mana bar and a cooldown to try and summon Groot, and Groot didn't come.
Sounds like a personal problem.
When that happens, it's terrible.
I wasn't gonna say a thing.
Yeah, I love how the two heterosexual guys jump at that one, and Dale's like, "Nope, not going there.
Not touching that one."
Yeah. Touching that one.
All right, sorry. See, Twitch. I was fulfilling my obligation at Twitch. All right, moving on.
Yes.
So I guess I'll throw it to Dale.
Oh, I haven't been up to much, but I realized I've done more this week than what I say in the show notes. So here goes. This last week, Google Play offered a heap of movies and TV. Well, not a whole heap, but one per region. That's a whole heap for Google. For free. And you guys got Lord of the Rings, didn't you? The first Lord of the Rings movie?
Yes.
Is that correctly?
We got the worst of the three movies, by the way. Just putting that out there.
Daryl got Sherlock, and I got Pacific Rim. So I'm like,
Well, not worst, but definitely the oldest and like least fun of the three movies.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, Fellowship of the Ring, okay, that's fine.
I'd rather have
Sherlock.
I just downloaded it because, I mean, you never know.
I don't even love the version of Sherlock.
Sorry. I remembered I watched something. You guys mentioned downloading it just because.
Yes, just because. So I watched Pacific Rim because I'm like, I'm not really doing much today, so I'd watch a movie. It's free because, yeah, why not? And it's okay. It's a decent popcorn movie. It's fun.
Popcorn fun. It bring you popcorn fun.
Popcorn fun.
I bring you popcorn fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You want a $2 popcorn fun?
You want
a free popcorn
fun? I popcorn you.
You're a bunch of racist assholes. You know that, right?
Oh, anyway. No, it was decent. I'll give it 7.5 Tito's.
It's all in the name of comedy, CJ.
Yeah, that's about what I would. That's about what I gave it to.
It's action. It's fun. It's nothing super intelligent, but it's nothing super dumb. So it's at least decent. That's the bottom half because you know those big scary monsters are fun.
Kaiju.
What else did I do this week?
I forgot one. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
I think I'm not the only one. Dale, can I complete his thing?
Go ahead. I forgot one, but I'll mention it afterwards. It's fine.
I started watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week.
Hooray!
Hooray! And I'm nervous as all hell. Just watching the two episodes I did. I'm nervous about the mid-season slump thing. I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
No, you would already be in the slump if you were affected by
this. No, the slump starts like episode 2.
Yeah. Yeah,
I watched episode 2.
So, and you're fine.
Yeah, mid-season is where it actually starts taking off again. Like, you're good. You're fine.
Okay. Yeah, if you're enjoying 1 and 2 and you still enjoy 3, you're golden. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about 3 though, cuz I watched to the end of episode 2 and I'm like, "Oh no."
It's okay.
But you can see where we get that. You could see why Jazz and I started falling off at that point, though, right?
Yeah. I saw the end of episode 2 and went, oh, no, not this. Not this. I don't need this. But
I can imagine it is definitely better, you know, back to back to back to back. But yeah, it's yeah.
Because I can only do two episodes at a time because, you know, I have the attention span of a monkey. So we'll see how we go. If I get two at a time and still get through it, then we're good. So I don't know about this back to back to back to back to back business.
How long could you pull that for me? If I get two at a time and still get through it.
Hang on.
I can mark it. I make no guarantees.
Never pulls it. Now that Dale's working again with us, we'll get our clip reservoir will just expand exponentially. Because unlike some people, when Dale says he's going to pull something, I'm guilty of this too, not just Budlong. When Dale says he's going to pull something, he pulls it. Dale's great at pulling things.
Could you pull that for me too, Dale?
Dale's could you pull him asking things. If he could pull it too, Dale?
And I will also pull the clip as that I have the attention span of a monkey, so that's fine.
That was not just a direct shoot at you. If anybody listens to Comic Alliance or especially Disney Geek IO, I'll say something. Oh yeah, that's a great clip. Rachel will say something like go on a tirade about like It's a Small World or some bullshit, and I'm like, oh man, that's a great clip. I need that clip. I'm totally gonna pull that. Nope.
No,
not so much. Not
hey, I say the same thing. I got stuff from Terrible Tuesday Movie Night that would be great out of context, but yeah.
See, it's rough when it's your own stuff. Like when you're going through it, I'm just like, man, I don't want to do this. I need an intern queen.
It's a solo show, and we don't talk about those, do we?
No, it's fine. Just kidding. Fine.
Anyway.
Snarkavito, I love it, man.
And, you know, I've been harping on about this in the management chat, but yes, I did listen to the series finale of the NPR serial show.
How was it?
Today. Yeah. Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and no. The episode itself
was a
solid episode. Hey, Rachel, that's all I'll say. Yogurt.
Mm-mm. Ice cream.
That's all I will say on that topic is the episode itself was solid. That's all I'll say. Blink, blink. Blink.
Blink, blink, blink. I was going to say something about that. I don't know. I don't freaking remember.
Stuff. But anyway.
Wow, that actually pissed you off?
It pissed me off.
Wow.
It really did, but that's all right.
So, Dale, should I listen to it?
Yes, you should. It's actually, I'm half tempted to go back to listen to the whole thing.
You hesitated.
There
was a total hesitation there.
There was real hesitation. Just don't listen to the last 4 minutes, and then you'll be good.
Yeah, don't listen to the climax, and you're all right.
Don't listen to the ending, and you should be good. You'll get the whole story that you need. But anyway, and don't listen to Mayo Trimp. But anyway. Yes, you should definitely listen to it to get the story and make judgments for yourself.
You definitely just unsold me on that entire thing.
Yeah.
It's really great, except for the last 4 minutes.
The last episode itself is a solid episode. The way they set up, and they just didn't deliver. Out of context, quote, I know. They didn't deliver on their climax. It's so hard to reach a climax, so I don't have that clip. Maybe.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I need that clip.
Damn it, I ruined your joke. Alrighty. Let's go to Rachel. Rachel.
Hold on, I got it.
At the same time, I did miss a climax, and that gets a little frustrating when you're not able to reach that.
That's, yeah. But I definitely recommend you listen to the whole show. It is fantastic to kind of get this story and...
Mockingjay's here.
Sorry.
Mockingjay's here? Get the whole story and get different aspects, including new stuff that's introduced in the final episode that adds to things as well.
Oh, that is dumb. That is very dumb. Don't do that, people. You just officially are like really with that right there. You really ruined it for me watching it. That's ridiculous.
It's not groundbreaking, but it is interesting. It adds a different spin on the judgment that one can make. I'm not saying either way of how I rule.
But you kind of are.
Just the show itself I'm talking about here, but not just the events that are portrayed in the show. But anyway, I'm going to shut up now. Rachel, what have you been up to?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Ow.
Mixing things up.
Well, I'm out of school, so I've been, as you guys heard, I was baking. Well, no, I decided that I was making Christmas cookies because I can't do it for my daughter's school, but I can do it for her two teachers. I wasn't on last weekend. Where was I? I don't think I was. I was baking last week too until 4 a.m. for CJ's job.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on my cookies.
Yeah, we're still
they're
waiting.
They're gone. Dude, they're gone.
That's it. You know what? I quit. I'm not coming back for like 3 months.
Fine. I didn't want you here anyway.
Fine.
Oh, I forgot to put that for an hour. Crap. Okay. Yeah, CJ, you know, make a mental note that I need to go check on the cookies at like 11:55.
Dale, intern queen.
The time.
I'll talk
remind
to you that
Rachel to check on her cookies in an hour.
Budlong's talking to
now
his
I really
wife
have
again.
To send Budlong cookies.
Done.
He's sending me reminders. Okay, list of things. It snowed in Florida on Wednesday. Well, at
what?
Least my teacher that I was working with this past semester has a snow machine, and she invited me and both babies to come back to her classroom for not only a snow day, but also tomorrow we're doing a Christmas party that she's having all of us for. She goes, you are part of this family and part of this, you know, little group that we've got going. She goes, the kids love you. I know you enjoy the time with the kids, which I really genuinely do enjoy the time with the kids that I work with there. So yesterday on Wednesday, we went to my classroom and both kids just ate up because this is also the school that Kiara is going to be going to next year for kindergarten, as long as we don't move, which we probably won't until end of this school year. Unless, of course, I get a job and then she goes to the school where I'm working. Yay! Which would be ideal. So, yeah, she got to play with most of my students were there. There was a couple that weren't, which made me sad, but that's life. They got to have a snow day with the older kids, which they thought was hysterical considering they're bigger than half of the kids in the class. But that's okay. Not weight-wise, but like head and shoulders above the kids. Tomorrow we're doing Christmas party over there, which should be fun. What else have I done? The stupid shark evolution game on my phone is ridiculous. It is a free game. If you look up shark game, it's
Hungry
Shark Evolution.
Hungry Shark
game,
Evolution.
Right? Shark
I want to say is what it's
game.
Called. And I have it on my tablet and I have it on my cell phone. Shark. Yeah, Hungry Shark Evolution is what it's called. And you go around and you can eat people. Or be eaten by bigger sharks, which I've been getting eaten a lot the last 2 days. CJ, I think, talked about it last week, but I did not. And I have to say, as stupid and simple as a game it is, it's ridiculously fun. Next on my little listy here, which thank you for putting that in there, CJ.
No problem.
I pulled out my Kindle Fire HD, whatever letters, numbers, crap it has behind it, CJ knows. And we have been playing with Skylanders Trap Team for the tablet, which the kids are in love with. And I have to say, I'm kind of stupid happy because I get to play with Spyro. And we have the limited edition, like, super shiny Spyro, which is, like, hysterically awesome to me because I love Spyro.
As of last night, I can play Hearthstone on my Android! They finally pushed through the upgrade that Android tablets can actually use it and not just flipping iPads. So that was nice, and I got the winning game last night. I raffle stomped the person that I was up against with a really quickly thrown together deck, and I got a legendary. What the hell kind of card?
Legendary.
Yeah, that one. Which I don't remember which name it is because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and I was really tired, but I was like, "Ooh, look what I got! Shiny! I'm going to bed." And I will secede to the fact that I actually thoroughly enjoyed Elf Buddy's Musical Christmas. As bad as it is for me to say that, I still don't like the movie Elf with Will Ferrell because it just sucked. But Sheldon Cooper voicing Buddy the Elf and still seeing him as Sheldon Cooper, and he kind of acted like Sheldon Cooper, it worked.
Yeah, it was incredibly fun. Like, it was really enjoyable. It had, as Sheldon Cooper's love interest, it was the girl from Garfunkel and Oates.
The little ukulele playing one. Which, they had her character blonde. I don't know how I feel about that, but I still had her voice, and she was so cute.
The girl from Scrubs. The girlfriend from Scrubs.
I can never remember her name.
From Scrubs.
Yeah, Sarah Chalk?
Yeah.
Yeah, her.
That sounds good.
Oh, so she's still doing things. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, she's still doing her Garfunkel and Oates thing.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever her band is called.
Nah.
She's adorable, and she sings pretty, and yeah.
She's kind of that quirky, awkward, adorable, which really works. Other than that, tonight we actually, well, we brought our kids into a bar the other week. Because CJ's job had their Christmas party in the back half of the bar.
It's a bar and restaurant.
It is a bar and restaurant, but you have to go through like this little lounge area to get to the family area that they have. So that was fun. And today we got to hang out with our buddies and a lot of the people that have since moved on to different ventures within their company at Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks employee Christmas party.
Yeah, their employee Christmas party. CJ got accosted yesterday by one of the brand new, like literally not even there 2 weeks employees. And while I was there yesterday, or Tuesday rather, I got a very stern talking to and said by said store manager.
Who's binging?
It's not me.
I don't know.
I'm hearing it also, so I'm not sure.
So, Jazz?
It's not me because my microphone was muted.
I'm going to watch the screen because it can't be me because I'm actually, like, my hands are crossed in front of me and I'm not doing anything. Told flat out, you need to come to our Christmas party. What are you doing Thursday night? I went, I'll probably be here anyway, so shit, why not? So we got to hang out with a bunch of our old friends that are shift leads who have gone on to different stores and baristas that we haven't seen in a while and regulars that we haven't seen in a while. So it was really fun. And I have to admit, the guys that we hang out with at Starbucks, like, you guys hear me, and I almost always have a Starbucks cup with me. And if I'm not here at home, I'm at Starbucks doing schoolwork. But
not brought to you by Starbucks.
Yeah, it's really not. But hi, Starbucks. We love you. It should be.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with as much money as I spend there, I that would work. You know, these guys have become friends. Actually, one of our buddies there is basically uncle to my kids because, well, my family sucks. Well, parts of my family suck, I should say. My mom's kind of awesome. The rest of it, they have their days. But, you know, for 3 hours, actually 4 hours, my kids were harassing one of the other regulars and playing on her computer.
Yeah, it was
so
great.
I got free time without having to be mommy for like a couple hours, which is really kind of nice. So that's what I've been doing, and I'm getting ready to go into my internship, and I really should be studying for my subject area exam, and I still haven't opened the book but once. Huh? Yeah, I suck. So who's next on the list? I don't know who's gone.
Well, CJ can rego, or I can rego, well, no, or my, as a Vito.
Vito can go.
Rego?
Mine was Elf.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Then Rachel came on. I'm like, hey, I could put this for her to do.
Gotcha. I just wanted to mention Bleach because I haven't watched a whole lot of anime usually, but I'm getting back into Bleach because of Hulu Plus free trial. Thank you, Chromecast. F you, Hulu Plus, but thank you for the trial.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my gosh. I still don't understand how people are so excited about this service. I'm like, any show I really want to watch where I'm like, man, I'd really like to catch up on, I only have 4 episodes I can watch. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole season in first season and 10 episodes of this current season, but I can only watch 4 of those current season episodes on a Hulu Plus subscription with ads. Poop.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that is so awesome.
It's so dumb. I understand why people pirate. Anyway, Bleach. If you've never watched Bleach and you enjoy anime in general, it's a fun little show. I like it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm honestly surprised you enjoy it.
Bleach? Dude, I love... Oh, yeah. It's such a good show. It's so good.
I'm honestly surprised.
It hits that, Supernatural, the show. Things that like you can't see but could happen because we can't have the ability to see into that realm, essentially. It's almost like microbiology, where people were like, germs? Yeah, okay, crazy. And then we're like, oh, microscopes. Yeah, oops. They were right. My bad. It's like, this stuff could be happening. We don't know. We can't see everything. We are very limited in our spectrum that we can see. We can't see x-rays, technically. But they're there, and we can see their effects. So, you never know. It's really neat. Really neat show. I dig it a lot. And they haven't gone to the weird supernatural... and I keep using that with a proper... Or a proper S? Oh my gosh. A capital S, a proper noun, Supernatural, the show. They haven't jumped the shark and had the angels show up, but also being their story being written by a prophet who's actually writing a book about the show, and it's actually just the show. That was weird.
They kind of get there.
Bleach does.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Bleach. I'm a big fan of the manga and the anime.
I'm in El Mundo. What's the
Wakamundo?
Wakamundo. Yes, that's where I'm at currently. So
okay, well, that's where kind of like the angel-y demon-y things start happening.
Okay.
And then it doesn't get to that point where like it doesn't. Well, it does. Like towards the end of that is where it really gets like jump the sharky.
Okay.
Like that. I like what they've done past that. But what
it does go weird in the middle.
Yeah, well, at the end.
Oh,
like
okay.
The end really pissed off a lot of hardcores.
Dang. Oh, well, we'll see how it happens.
But no,
I still enjoy Supernatural, though, so I can look over it, just like I did on Scorpion. I can overlook it, but that was the only weird part.
I mean, that is, I mean, it's one of my favorite, it's one of my favorite anime, but it does get jump the sharky at the end of that specific one.
Okay.
But, like if you just started getting into the Wakamundo stuff, you are a long way off from that. That's an incredibly long saga.
Oh yeah, no, I'm on episode like 158, and currently there's like 330 or 340 or something ridiculous.
Yeah, and they just finished that part.
Okay. Wow.
So yeah, you're a long way off from that. But just as a heads up, and like I said, you may enjoy it. I enjoyed it, but like it pissed off a lot of fans.
Yeah, it'll be all right. I appreciate the heads up, though. I mean, like, that'll soften the blow.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to spoil it because, well, I mean, even if I did, it would make no sense. Out of context, what happens makes absolutely zero sense.
That sounds about right.
I'm not going to get that. Yeah. For those who don't know, I just described Bleach.
Nice.
Out of context makes no sense. that describes the entire series. But it just, yeah, it gets a little weird. Not too bad.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to stick with it.
I still love it.
I'm going to keep watching the crap out of it because I have a 2-month trial that doesn't end until February something. So.
Is it on Crunchyroll too? It might be on Crunchyroll.
The only current episodes, like most recent episodes, are free. You have to pay for Crunchyroll to get the old episodes.
Oh,
look, that sounds familiar.
Right.
See,
I only watch my current stuff through on Crunchyroll. My sick addiction to Sailor Moon Crystal. Shut up.
Hey, to each their own. You know what? I watched Scorpion and enjoyed it. If you want to watch Sailor Moon, I can't say a thing. I'm not allowed.
Yeah, you said you actually enjoyed Scorpion to even a less extent.
After giving away all of my disbelief.
Humanity?
Yeah, well, no. All my disbelief. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Anything in this world is possible. I'm like, everything in this world is possible. It's like the Matrix. Anything is possible. It's fine. I can just enjoy this because none of this would actually happen. We're now in some other world where anything is possible. So, yes, I'm going to enjoy this. And it's ridiculous fun. So, don't even care.
But
fair.
Why is that Ferrari driving under an airplane?
Oh, and it was okay.
Why is there a Cat 5 cable hanging down?
Oh, no, no. No.
Oh, no, they did that.
No. No, somebody climbed into the wheel well with the Cat 5 cable, plugged it into the server on the airplane and hung out of the wheel well to hand it.
So much better.
To hand it to the guy.
You are making this show piss me off more and more. I only watched like half of the first episode.
A waitress. Show, like, a waitress is driving the Ferrari at 200 miles an hour while the Brainiac is holding his he's driving. She's holding the laptop, grabbing the Ethernet cable, plugging it in, and the plane has to take off so it doesn't hit the hill or whatever's on the other side of the runway. And it, like, the laptop is being pulled out of her hands as it's downloading to transfer. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
It's bad.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I enjoy the word glamping more than the word than what you just described to me.
It's so bad.
Both?
It is so bad.
I actually enjoy the term glamping more now than now that you've described that.
Well, the worst part, it wasn't like a, hey, I need a file. It's like, I need to download the entire OS for the airport control tower because it's corrupted. And the servers are about to auto back up and override the ones that are on the airplane. So we need to have you fly it 100 feet or whatever it was above the runway to drop an Ethernet cable so we can plug it in. Oh, it was bad. It was so bad. They tried to do a flyover the first time. That was the best one. They tried to just run under it and transfer it wirelessly, and it didn't work. Go figure.
What?
Yeah. It's so bad. Oh. Anyway.
They were on 802.11a.
Right?
A, not B. They were on A.
Yep. Yeah. It was bad.
They had not upgraded the Ferrari's Wi-Fi to 802.11n.
Oh, it's so bad. It's one of those things that they take impossible scenarios and then take things that you might be able to accomplish with like years of time, but then put it in like 15 minutes of time. So you've got like these things like the airplane, and then you have another one where they're like, oh yeah, somebody created bioengineered a virus, and they were like, oh, that's what he did. Well, let's find his notes and we'll reverse engineer it. And they did it in like half an hour, and I was like, there's no flipping way. Not gonna happen. I don't care who you are.
I can suspend my disbelief. I'm an anime fan. I can suspend my disbelief. But man, that's pushing the limit.
Oh, it's like, rough. It's rough.
That's too far. Like, I'm okay with suspending my disbelief, but man, there's a limit.
this is one of those, the show I enjoy while not actually watching. So, like, it's going, and I'm kind of paying attention, but I can play games or something else while it's playing. Because I think if I concentrated on it, it might make me break my TV. But it's kind of fun for the action parts. It'll be okay. I took up enough time. I'm done.
I think Azevedo is still yet to go.
Yes.
That's fine. I mean, CJ and Jared need to take another turn. It's fine. I'll just wait.
Oh, wait, I forgot one more thing. I'm just kidding.
No Marvel Heroes right now. What are you describing what's going on right now?
I'm the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I did was...
Rocket Raccoon is relevant.
Yeah. I got Guardians of the Galaxy on Blu-ray, and I've watched it a few times.
One of them was waiting for CJ last week. So
shut up.
But I was also on call this past week, so I watched the movie and I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna eat up some of these Blu-ray bonus featurettes and stuff. Started up the first one, 1 minute in. Stupid phone.
Ring 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 ring.
Son of a, it's 10:30. What are you people still doing working?
What, at night? What?
This isn't. It's train's not going through. Why is it going through? I don't know. That's not my job. That's your job. This is not an IT issue. Leave me alone.
This is a PepCac error. Shut up.
I'm going to get back to my bonus features. Leave me alone.
I'm trying to watch,
audio commentary. Shut up.
Shut up.
Watch green screen. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Jeez. But yeah, so I'm in a happy place now because I got my Guardians and I can watch it anytime I want. And then we had our work Christmas party Friday night where it was super fancy pants and they like got hotel rooms for us and everything. So
wow.
First night away from all the children since Reese was born. And it was marvelous. And thank you, in-laws, for sacrificing yourselves upon the altar. the hell that is. Tiny babies in the middle of the night.
Oh, God, yes. I love my kids, but wow.
It's hardcore.
It is.
At least they got to go home and take a nap, so. We don't get that privilege. But it was good times. And then I actually watched this last week, but I forgot to talk about it. Because it's on Netflix and I've never seen it, I watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
You've never seen that?
I've never seen it.
I don't know if I've actually seen the whole movie.
Wait. I got my balls busted for how long because of Firefly?
Yes.
Totally different. That's a geek thing.
How is that different? This is two!
No.
A geek thing.
No.
This is absolutely a John Hughes geek thing.
That's your John Hughes geek.
I think they're different. From the little bit I've seen of that movie. From the little bit I've seen of that movie, I think they're a little different.
Yeah, they're pretty different.
Different genre, yes. Same geek card.
No, I don't think so.
Different genres.
Timeout. Let's take a vote. Dale, Jared, Budlong, and then Rachel. Is Planes, Trains, and Automobile worthy of revoking a geek card? Yay or nay?
Well, no. The same geek card as Firefly.
Same geek card as Firefly.
Not.
It's a different kind of
question.
See? Thank you, Rachel. Thank you.
It's still a John Hughes geek. Okay, fine.
Okay.
I'm not.
Shut up! Firefly is a TV series. Not all people have access to television.
From 2001.
Well, what, TJ?
From 2001.
Oh, yeah. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a much older. It has been around a whole lot longer.
1986.
Yeah.
It's been around a whole lot longer. It came out when I was two, so.
Yeah. And I was three.
That went out of what? Negative.
So, and I don't think my parents like John Hughes because I did not see a John Hughes movie until like Home Alone, I guess. But
what time?
Like, all the classics. No, Breakfast Club I saw for the first time 3 years ago.
Suffice to say, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and then we will finish watching Firefly.
I have finished watching Firefly.
What year was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? 84.
86, I think.
86. I was -7, so
that. Shut up, Dale. You shut your dirty mouth.
They were alive during it. It actually makes relevance to their lifetime.
See,
barely.
My grandmother was in love with John
Marty
Candy
when I was three.
So I didn't have a choice but to see it.
I just thought I'd inject my age into the episode.
My parents were very...
Yeah, right? Dale's been gone for a
Dale
while.
Dale with his bingo card. I have to fulfill that bingo card one more time for the year.
But anyway, I watched it, finally. Okay, I'd never seen it. I'm sorry.
So how was it?
I thought it was good. It was funny and enjoyable and, you know, had heartfelt stuff. It was a John Hughes movie.
It's going to be my luck that Jazz beat it. Like...
No, I didn't hate it. I just, the only thing I do is, like, everyone reveres it as, like, this amazing movie, like, top
yeah,
of
everyone
of
reveres
all time.
It.
And I was just like, I mean, it's good, but it's okay. It's not, I give it, you know, 7 Tito's. But I don't see how it's this great revered thing. But I guess I wasn't, you know, of that generation, so maybe it doesn't apply to me the same. But I still liked it. I still thought it was great. I'd recommend it.
Sorry, I'm laughing at that. I'm laughing at it because I promised last week that I'd read excerpts from gmail.net. No, I forgot. I just read that.
You just remembered?
Well, they only keep the last 100, so keeping it fresh.
Yeah, keeping it fresh.
I haven't seen it either, so we
don't Not even in English.
Anonymous wants you to call them at 1-757-951-290. I should call him. Can I call from Hangouts?
Hold on, wait for it. Wait for it. Hold on.
There has to be a way, because we should totally call him.
Hold on.
This sounds amazing.
Oh, I have to end a call. You have to end the call. You can't do it from your... Oh, hold on. Wait. Hold on.
You're going to dial it on your cell phone and
yes!
Put it on speaker up to the microphone.
No, I have my tablet plugged into the... I have my tablet plugged in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, except yes. I'm in the closet. I don't have good Wi-Fi. Hold on. That doesn't work.
All of Jazz's audio is piped through his VAC, so he could call if the microphone goes in.
He
would
have to end the call.
No, he wouldn't. If he calls from Gmail.
Oh, I can do that too then.
Hold on.
We're not seriously doing this, are we?
Yes, we are! Shut up!
Right. Yes, we are. Hold on. Phone call.
Was that? And the show has reached a new low.
A new low.
This is the guy that is on our Big Brother is always watching. Call me at, you know.
Steen says at 12:19 to 14 a.m. local time.
Calls may be monitored or recorded. This communication will be a debt number.
What?
Attempt to collect a debt. Any information obtained will be...
It's a debt collection number.
Gmail.net. What?
It's a debt collection number.
Oh.
That's great. Although random below that, a few lines below that, below it, from a random says fiery scrotum, so. Oh, goodness. All right.
Good morning. Good morning. I am a high school student, 12th grade, love girls, Noel, especially hot ones, comma. Like, mm-hmm. What?
Love girls.
Girl.
I love Gurr.
Oh,
speaking of
Skylanders, the main villain is voiced by Gurr.
Nice. Oh, he's going to be at Pensacon, by the way.
Invaders
no.
Gurr.
Gurr.
I'm not Gurr.
Either way.
All right, let's play some Christmas music so we can get to the best ofs.
Okay. I'm trying to get back to the right soundboard. I closed everything out earlier to try and make a hangout call. All right. Hey, do we want to do ad verbatim?
No. Okay. We're good with ads. No more ads till 2015.
Okay.
That's my Christmas present to you guys.
Yay! geek-io.net/support, just in case.
There you go.
All right. So we're going to listen to The Little Drummer Boy again by Professor Shy Guy on his Christmas album because it's awesome.
Yay!
Yippee! We'll be back in a bit.
Come, they told me, pull up and bump on. A newborn king to see, pull up and bump on. Our finest gifts we bring, pull up and bump on. To lay before our king, pull up and bump on. Bump on. Bump on. Mary nodded, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. The ox and lamb kept time, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I played guitar for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I played all right for him, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum.
All right. The best thing I love about like Shy Guy's covers is he puts his own spin into them. It's never anything that really takes away from the song itself, but he doesn't like from what I can tell, he doesn't like quote unquote lying to the people. So like it'll turn drum into guitar. and edit that a little bit, and like on his Usher cover, ooh, cookie. Nom, 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 nom. Put it in my mouth, Dale.
Where's my cookie?
Cookie. Like, in his Usher cover, like, he changes Dirty South to Nerdy South. It's fantastic. And if you don't pay attention to it, you never notice it's there. It just sounds like the original. It's fantastic. All right, and like Bud Long said, if you want to support the network, head over to geek-io.net/support. And all of our ways of supporting us are there. Patreon, Amazon, ProXPN, all of them. It's the only ad I'm going to do, though.
Amazon, Blatabomb. Who's the bomb? Diggity.
Cookies, that's the bomb.
geek-io.net/sponsors. Whatever support. That page is we have. Support.
Thanks, guys.
I'm trying here. But we're still taking an anonymous survey of all of our listeners. So if you want to go into the show notes or go to geek-io.net/survey, you can go take a survey and tell us what you like, what you don't like, and if you hate us or if you love us or if you're indifferent towards us or if you have no opinion. I mean, if you have an opinion, we still like to hear from you. So head on over there. Tell us what you want us to do better or what we are doing good. What you want us to do. You tell us what you want us to do. Anyways.
Any dang ways. It's time to...
Thanks a bunch.
It's time to... Listen to the sound of my birds, because aren't they?
Thank you.
The time is made right now. From the North Indians, what I do to what I do isn't being nice. Tiny whiny stuff.
Oh, geek out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to fill the silence with something.
There we go. All right. So it is that time of year again. It is time for the best of lists for the year.
Hang on. There you go.
Dale, you are not going to one-up me this round.
No, I like the noise it made as he put it on.
Right.
Because for the audio listeners, it's going to basically sound like Dale's humping his microphone or something.
I win.
Hang on, I can do this.
He's like, hold on. Oh boy.
So, Vito says, it sounds like Dale's humping his microphone. Then Dale says, wait, I can do this.
And then he gets up.
Oh, my
smiley hat fell off. Yeah, it is another hat fell off. All right, so it is that time of year again. It's time
hat
for
on
the
best
of. It's tradition, and we do stuff that we like the most out of last year. Now, something is different this year than the last 2 years that we've done this. Namely, we're not doing news anymore. So before we would cover best news, best science stuff that we had heard because we're a bunch of science nerds. And this year I cut that out because if we list the best news that we've done, it's kind of pointless that we can't reference back to stuff that we had talked about on the show. So
I found some things.
It's all about
geeking
out. I
watched a news show on the network, so that was kind of easy for me to go back to the best news.
Yeah, right? Dale's the only one.
Live news?
Well.
All right. So we're going to go around the table. For each segment, we're going to do our top three, maybe four, and our biggest disappointment of the year if we have one listed. Given the fact that not all of us are into each of these, there's some sway on them. So the topics are best games, stuff watched, tech and gadgets, and Geek.io shows. So we're going to start off with games, and I use that term very loosely because, you know, not all of us are gamers. And I'm also going to – I am going to read Daryl's as well because Daryl, almost a Dr. Shaler, did something that I asked the entire network to do, and only one person responded. So there you go. Thank you, Daryl. We love you. You're part of the show. Everyone
hey, Daryl.
Else...
We just don't like him enough to listen to him.
Really? Neil didn't do anything? Because I thought he just never stopped doing things.
Yeah, right?
Right.
All right, so my top three games of 2014 have been the official release of Hearthstone, because it was in beta last year, full release this year. Oh my god, all of the hours have been spent on Hearthstone. Speaking of all of the hours spent, Marvel Heroes 2015. You know, kind of playing it right now as we speak. It's Diablo clone with like Rocket Raccoon and Star-Lord and Iron Man and Juggernaut and Venom and Magneto and everything awesome. My game of the year is, I talked about this pretty in depth on the show, Middle-Earth Shadows of Mordor. It is still an amazing game. It is still one of the best games that I had played in a long time. Perfect, like, great stealth mechanics crossed with the combat of, like, Batman Arkham Asylum, which I loved. And it's just a genuinely really great game. And I've heard people talk about Dragon Age Inquisition and Borderlands. I don't have those, so I can't judge them. But Shadows of Mordor is my game of the year. My biggest disappointment, which is really frustrating me, this really angers me, considering for the last 2 years, this series has been my game of the year. My biggest disappointment this year is Magic the Gathering 2015, because only giving me pre-constructed decks, not giving me any selection, making me buy cards with real money after I spend $10 on your game... Go fornicate yourself with a pricker bush, wizards. That's not how you make a game. Don't do that again.
Hey, that's my line.
All right, and since I'm talking, I'll go ahead and read Daryl's, too. I'm also clearly not giving Budlong time to type his out.
I'm good. I'm good. We're good to go.
Daryl's best games. Top three and bottom one will be right on the show. I wrote that part.
Nice.
A game called Top 3, huh? Okay.
Best game from Daryl, almost a Dr. Shaler. Sunset Overdrive. The frantic, occasionally random movement from Jet Set Radio. Ooh. With the insane weaponry of Ratchet and Clank. Ooh. An unexpected gem of a game. But only for X-Bone, which I don't have. So, F it. Destiny. Wait, is that an Xbox only game? I didn't think that Daryl had a Xbox One. I thought he only had PlayStation 4. This is a PlayStation 4 game. I'm all into that. Destiny. While the dream lasted, this was everything I could hope for. Every single negative people. Come on, English man grammar. Every single negative people had about it was valid, but I didn't care. It was fun now and had the potential to be so. It was fun now. Gee, I'm reading this verbatim. I'm not.
Fail.
This, by the way, this is our chief editor.
Yeah. But I think he wrote this right before he went to bed, and who knows how much scotch he had, so.
Yeah, right? It was fun now and had the potential to be so much better in the future. What? Why are you using past tense with future? Of course, then Bungie crapped all over that with a lackluster first DLC and the revelation that their 10-year plan would be 10 yearly sequels. So much for realizing potential then. And Infamous Second Son. Open world that didn't feel too open. Always something fun to do and fun ways to do them.
And the revolution that their 10-year plan would be 10 yearly... What?
No. Yeah, clearly he was a little bit Englished while writing this, and right before bed.
Single negative people had about it was valid. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Legitimately, Daryl's had a really shitty couple of days, so I'm going to give him a break on this. I'm still going to make fun of him, but I understand. But you understand, I also get why Budlong does things, and I still make fun of him, too. All right, who wants to go next?
Not me. Because I'm a slacker, and yeah.
Rachel's writing it right now.
Mine's not completely filled out, but I don't care. I'll go anyway.
I don't have any games to discuss.
As a veto, go.
I don't have any games, so I put movies instead.
Instead of stuff you watch? We're going to do that next.
Well, I put TV instead of that. See, I broke mine into two separate categories.
You're a horrible human being, but okay.
Which is why I was going to let Budlong go. If he's ready.
Yeah. Best games that I've played personally would be this year would be Blendoku 2048 and Skyforce.
I do have a game.
See?
What, no Artemis?
Okay. I considered this like mobile games that I can play by myself. I wasn't thinking group games. And I haven't played Artemis enough. I don't get to play it enough. Okay, I'm taking out Blendoku and putting in Artemis. It's a good call.
It's a good call.
Blendoku's fun,
as much
but
as you complained about it, like, it, no, trying to sell me on it.
Well, the problem is, I was thinking games that I play on my phone, like that I can just pick up and play, not group games that you have to organize an event around, which is what Artemis happens. So,
work.
Or how that happens. No, not work, just not a random play session. So yeah, Artemis 2048 and Skyforce. I'm not going to pick a best of because no.
Wait, I need to know, relevant here.
Yep.
Real 2048 or David Tennant facial hair 2048?
Oh, that's mine. Dang it. It's David Tennant facial hair 2048.
To be honest, I haven't played the David Tennant one since we were on the show for the most part, so I can't actually claim that. Although I'd love to, just regular 2048. That game and Skyforce are on my phone, and I play them when I'm bored and have nothing to do, and I have like 5 minutes to kill. Yeah. So if you haven't played Artemis, you should check it out. Even though the CJ probably tries to talk you out of it because he thinks it's work and it's not.
It's totally
damn
work.
It, you ruined my joke.
Or Jez's list.
Yes. Hey, so Asvito, what was your game?
I just said it was David Tennant facial hair 2048, the greatest game ever made. Period.
Agreed. It comes with all the hype that you can buy.
It's 2048, yeah. And the higher you score, the more awesome David Tennant's facial hair becomes.
It's too legit.
It's too legit to quit.
Hey.
I scored like 12,000 plus points on that thing.
I don't think Dale was here for hair. This.
I had to have
no, a, I wasn't.
No, this was during his hiatus.
Okay, then I'll have to look it up for him.
I don't know. Well, I listened during my hiatus, so I don't know why I didn't catch that. I probably did.
We played live on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I Twitch streamed it. Like,
you really did.
Yeah.
It was disturbing. One of the episodes
that skipped. Anyway, just kidding.
All right. I'm good. So pass
I'm
on to somebody
next.
Else. Dale.
I'll go next.
Jazz is number one disappointment. Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy VII.
Aww.
For the seventh year running. Anyway, let's see. I don't play many games, but a couple I did. Of course, Hearthstone.
DK. Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. I was half tempted with that disappointment, but I don't know. It was still a good game, but I don't know what I was expecting from it. I wasn't expecting great things, so I guess my expectations were met. They're not set that high. That's Donkey Kong Country 5, as I like to call it, because no one actually...
I'm excited. I have that for my. I have that for the Wii U, and I'm excited to play it.
It's good. That's not fantastic.
With it being Donkey Kong Country 5, you're explaining exactly what I want, so...
There you go. Sonic Dash, even though I played that, well, it came out last year, but I still play... They had a major update to it, and it's even better than what it was before.
So, unlisted on my list was... Untold on my list was Diablo 3, so you're good.
There you go. Biggest disappointment for the year was the RoboCop movie adaptation game. So there you go. No, I expected more open world for that game. More like the movie, but it kind of, they created a new plot line for it, which is just dumb. And I've played movie adaptations in the past that kind of just carry the same plot, except for the Hobbit game, but it made sense for them to change it a little bit. It made no sense for RoboCop to entirely change the plot just for their adaptation game. They should have stuck to the original plot, but they didn't. So there's that. It was just shitty, and it was a big game. Like, it was just a lot of storage taken up for not a lot.
Wait, did you say it was a big game?
It was a bit gay, and it was a bit gay, and there's that. Wrong words coming from. I know.
Not touching this. Nope.
All right, Rachel.
What am I going with?
Games.
My God, you say it like I've been able to freaking play games this year. I don't know.
You got Sharknado
really
the video
to
game.
Say your list
you
for
talk
you.
About that again.
Right, I can totally
Rachel's
say as
games.
Of right. Shut up, CJ. Skylanders Trap Team, just because it's something new and shiny.
Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls, Hearthstone.
You can put all three of those. Those would work. I haven't really played any shitty games. I don't have time for games, so if you say they're shitty, I probably am not going to play them. How bad is that? Okay, I'm seriously. Like, okay, you guys all know that I've been bogged down completely with school, so a lot of the stuff that I play is, TJ goes, oh, hey, you got to try this. It's a really good game. Okay, I'll try it. Okay, it's a really good game. Oh, this game sucks. Well, I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to lose my time.
I'm not going to try it, am I? Yeah, right.
So I'll go, CJ, what game sucked this year? And he can answer that question. And then he can answer the three that he just threw out there and put that on the list because, well, that's how I roll.
There you go. Next category. The award. Stuff that we watched.
Yeah, next category, stuff that we watched. All right. I'm going to actually – I kind of cheated on this one. Well, not really cheated. It's in the spirit of the category. But unlike Jazz, I put all mine together. So, movie of the year.
Well, I had
Big
no
Hero
games.
6. Movie of the year by far, Big Hero 6. Close runner-up, Guardians of the Galaxy. Very, very close. I only enjoyed Big Hero 6 like an increment more than Guardians of the Galaxy. And I'm going to put for my third, Serenity. Shut up. As for
There's
television
no problem
shows,
with that.
Television shows, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, Breaking Bad, and, Show of the Year. This is easily and very quickly became my favorite television program I have ever watched. It is The Legend of Korra. Seasons 3 and 4 both came out this year, and they are both not only the best pieces of animation I have ever seen, but the best pieces of storytelling that I have ever seen. The greatest just plot, everything about that show just hits on every single level. It is so such a good show, and I honestly, it's a little hard to get a hold of. If you have Amazon Prime, seasons 1 and 2 are on there. If you have Hulu, season 3 is on there, and season 4 is on nick.com going live every week. But yeah, it is definitely worth your time watching. I mean, it is just such an amazing, amazing show. I would not say that it is a immature kid show. Like, your kid has to have a level of maturity to be able to watch this, because people get killed on screen. Like, and they don't even try and hide it. Like, a spoiler alert, an empress gets asphyxiated on screen. It is kind of brutal, but not like horrible, horrible brutal. But it's like a it's rated, I think, Y-10. So it means you want your children to be at least 10 years old. And I'd say that's a good time. That's a good age. Either before they can understand what's going on or up until that point. My biggest disappointment, fuck Twin Peaks. Seriously. I'm still watching it, and like, I've become to relatively like somewhat not want to slip my wrist every time that I hear that intro music, but still, it's not. I still hate this show so much. Except for Albert. Albert's fantastic. Albert's so awesome. He's so amazing. Because he speaks everything that I say, which is great. All right, Daryl Stuff, he's watching. Yes, he's there for the people like me. Stuff I watched from Daryl, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I spent most of season 1 promising that the show had so much potential that we should watch it for what it represents as much as it is. Then Cap 2 happened, and they proved me right and then some. While they essentially threw at the show's initial premise, it became something else entirely. He kind of has a point. Like, it started off as something completely different than how it ended. And I think that might have been because they had not fully written, like, Captain America, or maybe the people who maybe Jed Whedon and them did not know what was happening in Captain America 2, because it was, like, almost 100% flip.
Yeah.
Like, they're running in one direction, and then Captain America 2 happened, and they're like, oh, crap, backpedal and run away.
Hey, we're going to take this one character and completely change him.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, it's fantastic. It's amazing. It was an amazing switch. But yeah, they went like, nope, we're done with that.
Here we go. Hold on to your butts, everybody.
Yeah, right? Second up, Sons of Anarchy. Included, if only because this should have been something on my list that no one else does. What? Included, if only because I should have something on my list that no one else does. Okay, I read it wrong. First few seasons I watched because my wife wanted me to. The last one I watched because it was actually pretty good. Sopranos on Motorbikes finally lived up to the initially mocking nickname. This next one is a very close honorable mention for mine. But The Flash. Right now is such a great time to love comic books. Flash and Arrow are basically what we have as far as a DC cinematic universe goes. And the only reason they are not going to be brought to the movie continuity is because they've already done so many of Batman's foes already. Yeah, seriously. Flash definitely suffers from Meteor Freak of the Month syndrome, but hopefully it gets over it quicker than Smallville did.
Yes, please. It took Smallville like 4 seasons to get over that.
Yeah, it's definitely Monster of the Week, quote unquote Monster of the Week. But yeah, I could see it getting over that. All right, so Budlong went second on the next one. Budlong.
Sure, why not? since I have been super busy with false baby alarms and whatnot, I filled this thing out. They were talking earlier. So stuff that I've watched, favorite show would be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 1, because season 2 I'll eventually catch up on when I can catch it somewhere. And then movie would be probably Guardians of the Galaxy. because I don't remember going to the... What?
ABC.com.
Do you not have to have a weird cable verification?
No. It's all up there. Okay. Even if you do, I will give you mine. It's worth it.
Okay. No, I want to watch it.
I mean, I would never do that.
I want to watch it. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do that.
ABC.com or Hulu. It's on Hulu.
No, it's not. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's the last four episodes. It's not the entire season two.
Jesus Christ.
How have you missed this 2 weeks in a row? It's so freaking frustrating. Yes. So Guardians of the Galaxy would be top movie. Biggest disappointment? I'm going to go with Twin Peaks 2 just because it's so bad.
Oh yes!
I just
yes.
It's the first thing when I think what have I watched this year that I really wish I hadn't? It would be Twin Peaks.
Wow! Clearly, you people should host a podcast called Terrible Tuesday.
Yeah.
Terrible Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Terrible
right.
Thursday TV shows.
So I'm trying to think of if I've seen anything else major this year that was really good. Back and nothing's. Nothing new.
Captain America, Lego Movie.
I didn't see Lego Movie. And Captain America 2. I did see Captain America 2. So that would be, yeah, I'll put that up there. That was a good movie.
I'm just throwing out blockbusters. I'm not trying to stir honorable mentions or influence anybody's list. I'm just like throwing out blockbusters.
Well, no, I literally couldn't think of anything. I did a search for movies in 2014 and none of them stuck out except Guardians of the Galaxy. All the rest of them were like, nope, didn't see it. Nope, didn't see it. Nope, didn't see it. Yeah, no, didn't see it. So that was the only one that showed up somehow. Yeah, so that's, I think, honorable mention would still be Bleach. Because it's so good. It's so good. Who was next? How did we do this last time? I don't remember.
Me.
Dale, go for it.
Oh. Sure. Let's
Wait, you volunteered and then say sure? What?
I know, right? Isn't it great? Movie of the year, I'm going to have to give it to Interstellar.
Oh,
that
nice.
Movie
okay.
was so fantastic. Yeah, I know. Left of field, right. Second, I will have to go to Frozen. I know it came out last year, but I only saw it in February, so that counts, right? Right.
That counts.
See, the people are putting Twin Peaks on their list.
I have,
anyway.
I have Twin Peaks and Firefly on my list. So, yes, that entirely counts.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, also Angel and Buffy. Putting that out there, too, for my...
There you go. TV, I know I just started watching it, but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is so good.
It is.
Despite my fear, but a weird fear, but yes.
Don't be afraid.
Wait. Don't be afraid. And I know season 2 will be coming up shortly. So
Season 2.
Second, I'm going to give it to Top of the Lake. That show hit me in a weird place. Okay.
Show us on the doll where it touched you.
But it's just such one of those underdog shows that took. It's like, oh, I've never heard of this. I stumbled across it, and it's actually pretty good. Top of the Lake.
Never heard of it.
Top of the Lake.
NBC show.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's a socialist.
Really good. Yes, that's the one. As I do. Disappointments. I'm going to have to give it to Sleepy Hollow.
Oh.
Not to invent.
Oh.
Hear me out. It's you guys with the Twin Peaks syndrome, I tell you.
It's so bad.
People. It's so.
It really is.
And that's what everyone says about Twin Peaks, but it's not. Thank you, by the way.
Horrible.
So Sleepy Hollow, people crack that up to be amazing, and I watched a couple of episodes. It wasn't hitting me the right way.
Couple episodes. I'm suffering through Twin Peaks, and he dropped out after a couple episodes.
I watched whole Twin Peaks too. Anyway,
I'm almost done with that fucking show. I'm so glad.
Movie-wise, I'm going to give it to the Adjustment Bureau. I know. It didn't come out this year, but sure, why not?
Again, it's new to you in 2014.
Hope you like 2014. But no, I just set my expectations way too high and had them ruined. So there's that.
Rachel, check your cookies.
Check your cookies, Rachel.
They're done. That's what I was eating. So you don't get cookies because she reminded herself.
My reminder just popped up and told me to remind her, so I did.
I actually checked it when I was in the kitchen before, but I do have to head back in that direction. So, yes. And technically, it's not my cookies that are in there. It's actually the pound cake, but that's okay. Same premise.
Yeah. Check the oven.
Check the oven.
Who's going next? I think Jazz. Yeah.
Yes. The person who just walked away from her computer, she's going to go next.
Yes.
Whatever. All right. So, can anyone guess what the best movie of 2014 is for me?
Well, I have your sheet open, so spoiler alert.
So you're Anonymous Manatee.
Only on Saturday nights.
Plot twist.
Really? Nobody knows?
Let it go.
Since I'm kind of obsessed with this movie.
No, it's Guardians of the Galaxy. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. You know it's Guardians of the Galaxy. Because that movie is just, it rocked my world and made everything change.
Can I say something really quick while we're on this one? I am so glad that, Budlong, you didn't see Guardians of the Galaxy before Dragon Con, did you?
No, I saw it at Dragon Con.
That makes me so happy that during that event, that was such a big deal to me this year, that you guys both saw your favorite movie of the year. That is a big deal to me.
And it's my favorite movie probably in 10 years, maybe? Well, no, I guess Avengers.
Oh, wow.
Avengers was probably up there, too. So I guess 2 years is the best movie I've seen in a while. Since Avengers. Okay. Like, I really, really, really love Guardians of the Galaxy.
Good.
It's kind of a sickness. My wife thinks
I'm that way with Big Hero 6, so don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad. I'm just, trying to
make sure just that one, yeah.
I mean, obviously my love for Guardians of the Galaxy is insane. I dressed up as fucking Rocket Raccoon. So...
Did do that. That did happen. That was a thing, yes. Guardians of the Galaxy for sure. Number two, because they just reminded me that it came out this year, the Lego movie. Excellent. Excellent and fun. And then number three, I'm going to put Edge of Tomorrow, even though Winter Soldier is real, real close. But that one was just a nice surprise of... I didn't go in with any expectations.
Edge of Tomorrow or Live, Die, Repeat?
Live, Rinse, Repeat,
I refuse to call I refuse to call it Live, Die, Repeat because that's just dumb.
That's just the tagline. It's not the actual change in the name, is it?
No, that's the name of the movie now.
For the video release, they changed the effing name.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
The name of the movie is Live, Die, Repeat, subtitle Edge of Tomorrow.
Colon.
Edge of Tomorrow. Oh, man. Okay.
Colon Edge.
It's the worst. It's the worst.
The colon age?
Colon edge is what I said. Oh. Sure. Why not?
I thought you said colon age, and I was like, isn't that like 55 now? Isn't that when you're supposed to go get that checked?
Oh. Dale will get to that in about 30 years. So, wait, 40 years.
On the TV, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., of course, is my favorite. Nobody's no surprise there. Sleepy Hollow, I'm putting at number two. Dale. And then number three,
Snarkavito.
Number three, I'm going to, even though it wasn't my favorite show of the year, it's my favorite, I guess my third favorite new show of the year is Gotham. Like it's another one of those that I feel like it has a lot of potential, but I'm not sure if I'm all on board yet or not, but I am enjoying it. It's been fun.
If I'm gonna put a new show as my biggest disappointment of the year, it's probably gonna be Gotham.
Really, biggest disappointment?
Yeah, I just
Twin Peaks on that list
because that show viciously angers me. There's a difference.
Sorry,
Gotham. I'm just disappointed in. But Gotham, I'm not. Gotham, I for how it stacks, listeners. It's tailspin effect.
Ah, too much hype.
It's a tailspin. Too much hype. I was so super psyched for it. Okay. I just set my own expectations far too high. I'm still watching it.
Yeah,
I've
never
watched
had
every episode
very big
of it.
Hype excitement for it, so maybe that's why I'm liking and enjoying it more.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still watching, and I'm still going to watch season two, but it's or season 1B, but it just, I got too hyped about it. And
I think Gotham's problem is this, is that the villains are way more interesting than the hero.
Yes! Yes! Balloon Man for the win! Balloon Man for president!
Like, James Gordon, he's fine, and he's the central character, and he's what, you know, all this madness is going on around him, but he's just not that interesting. Falcone and Penguin sometimes is interesting and sometimes isn't, but, you know, like, and of course, it's awesome, but, you know, like, what's going on around him is so much more interesting than him. Like, I really don't care about James Gordon. Like, just, I don't care about you. Let me see these awesome villains around you.
Yeah.
My pleasant surprise, since I felt like I couldn't really put it in the list because I only watched the pilot, but Constantine was a very pleasant surprise for me.
Yes. That's another honorable mention of mine. Just, it's really good.
Because it just, that pilot is just solid, dude.
It really is.
I just, you never, it's rare to see a really good pilot that, and they just came out the gate swinging and nailed it. And of course, my honorable mention is Twin Peaks.
Yay!
Because I don't know what it is about that show, and while I agree that like the first season is really, really,
really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really,
somewhere in the second season, I went from like, I don't understand why people love this show to, okay, I kind of see what this show is a big deal to. Somewhere in the second season, I love this show, and I can't explain it, but I love Twin Peaks. But it did take a while. It's a very slow burn, and I'm really excited about it coming back for a new season. Seeing what they do.
Rachel,
25
get up and
years later.
Check the thing.
I hear it. I'll be there in just a sec.
Get the beep beep beep, and that's my TV.
Beep 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 beep. Although now it's Rachel. Do your movie, or you did your movies. And Rachel didn't make a list. Yes, shows.
Yeah, I didn't make a list because I didn't realize that this was tonight because I've been busy with other shit. You know what, TJ, kiss my ass. You could have made one for me.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting. Mommy and Daddy, please stop fighting. You're both beautiful. Number one. Oh, God. It's like tied between three, because there's actually
the new year 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3, which is 1, 1, and 1. Once upon a time.
Yes.
Because it's once upon a time. The fact that they were able to incorporate Frozen so flawlessly this year so far was awesome, and what they're about to delve into with the next three villains that they've introduced. Well, one is an old villain that's back again, and then the two new ones that they're bringing in it's adding a very interesting feel to the show. This is fuck you, Sleepy Hollow. That British movie is so yummy.
It doesn't make it good, I'd like to point out for the record.
I would like to
Are you
point
watching
out
season one or
record?
Season two, Dale?
Season 1, yeah.
Okay.
You need
so you
to
have
watch.
To you have to get into
get
season 1.
Get through season 1 because I will agree. The show.
It's a little.
The second half of season 1 is where the magic happens.
Yeah, it very much so suffers from that new cast, new group.
Yes.
But once season 2 is where they finally start really getting into their own and they've gotten comfortable with each other and the whole cast works. And they found this nice flow that they're just watch it. You know, give it a second chance. Stomach yourself through season 1. Get three or four episodes into season 2. And if you still hate it, I will secede to that, you know. But at least get through all of season 1. It there are some really rough spots in season 1. Season 2 is where it does get better. Just give it a shot. I mean, if you have to, close your eyes and pretend he's reading, you know, the phone book to you, because that definitely helps. And 3, I'm going to have to say Flash.
Yeah.
I didn't start out liking it, and then I sat and watched it with CJ for a little while the other day, and I was like, wait, what's going on? Oh, shit, did I just get sucked in? Fuck! So, yes, I got sucked into liking Flash, and I'm definitely digging what I'm seeing. Worst? CJ, you're going to appreciate this. Gordon Ramsay fucked up 3 out of 4 shows this season. Your adult Master Chef, Barbie bitch should not have won. Your child Master Chef, Logan with the fucking bow tie can hang himself with the goddamn thing. I'm sorry. 2 out of 3. Not 3 out of 4, but 2 out of 3. And you actually picked the right person. Thank you for picking the girl from Winter Haven, Florida. Because she's friggin' awesome. She was the only one on there that had a cool head through the whole thing and wasn't that bitch gonna get like with every other person that came up. And that every time they interviewed somebody, there was that bitch, this bitch, that hoe, this, that, that. She was the only one that didn't do that through the whole season. And I was like, yay! You know, not that Bryant, who she was up against, wasn't horrible, wasn't, you know, a bad guy. He was a good guy, and I wouldn't have minded either of them. But thank you. Thank you. 1 out of your 3 shows had to end the right way. There's my temper tantrum for the day. Yay!
All right.
Now I'm going to go check on my pumpkin bread.
Yay!
All right. There's pumpkin bread, too. Jeez.
Yes, there's pumpkin bread, too.
Pumpkin pound cake, actually, but yes. My house smells like a pumpkin wonderland.
All right. Tech and gadgets up next. Now, bear in mind, this is not necessarily something that you have to have owned, even if you just played with it for a couple of minutes and really liked it. You can do that. My first up is my phone, Nexus 6. It's amazing. Shut up.
Okay.
Wow. Geez, okay.
I really like what they did with Android this time around with Lollipop, minus the couple of bugs that hopefully were fixed with the patch that I just got, like my phone randomly being taken over by some kind of weird like ghost. Yeah, there was this weird bug that like randomly my phone would just go apeshit crazy, and Rachel's would too. Like it would just start hitting buttons, it would just start swiping on its own, everything like that. And hopefully this 5.0.1 fixed it.
Nah, it's just the government.
Yeah, right? and see, I thankfully have this little thing called Geek Toys that I can play around with a lot of stuff with. These babies right here. Best freaking gadget ever. The A-Audio Legacy headphones. Yes, they're $300, but it is glorious. They still feel like silk on my head. biggest disappointment,
Well, that's an interesting product. Tell us more about that.
I think he's hesitating because it's like, wait, these people gave me stuff for free, but I don't really want to insult them.
kind of, you're not wrong.
Aww.
You're not wrong, so I kind of hesitate to say this, but what was it?
Oh, answer that question. If it's yes or no, then one for yes, two for no.
The My Charge Energy Shot, the fact that this battery pack runs out of power within like 5 minutes and takes so long to charge up on its own, it's really a pointless thing, and you're still wasting like $20 on it. I gave it a 5 on Geek Toys, but like retroactively, I'm giving that thing like a 3. Like it's not.
Is that out of 10?
Yes.
Good God. Okay.
It's not worth your money. Like it's a very basic entry level kind of like battery charger. It's like only $20 or $30, right. But it's not worth your money. It's not even worth. I threw it away. I'm not even gonna lie. I can't.
Oh wow.
They didn't want it back. I threw it out. I can't even. I didn't even want it in my house anymore. I'm not even gonna charge my old phones, which my kids play games on, with it.
Huh. Yeah.
All right, and from Daryl, Android Wear. I upgraded from a Pebble, which was all concept, no execution, to an LG G Watch R, which is a dumb name, and it's a fantastic piece of kit. Fantastic piece of kit. Is that a British thing, Dale?
I
No idea.
Dale's like, I'm not from Britain.
You close that up.
We despise those people that put us here.
Something like that, anyway.
No more missed calls when my phone's in my pocket and so many fun little things to play with. Do I need a weather radar on my wrist? No, but cool gadgets aren't all about need. I agree. LG G3. What? Stop, LG. Just stop. Name your things.
But G3. And,
LG yeah. G3. I never thought LG would be the company to knock anything out of the park, but with the G3, they achieved a sportsing metaphor, and then some. Great guts, good camera, and it packs a fantastic screen. This, I think he knew I was going to read this verbatim and is now trolling me.
LG, it has great guts and good screen and good and G and G, 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 G.
It packs a fantastic screen the size of the iPhone 6 Pluses while maintaining a form that feels so much smaller. Shame it died on me. Google Cardboard. Google Cardboard. It's Oculus Rift for a fraction of the cost. It's very much at the experimental stage right now, but that's okay. Definitely worth playing with.
Yay.
Does he have a letdown in there, just out of curiosity?
No, he does not. No. He did not. He's too nice. He's British. He doesn't do disappointments.
I thought that was Canadian.
Never mind. Same thing.
Yes.
They are a part of the same kingdom, so.
Yeah, they do worship the same goddess queen.
Okay. What?
I think we'll stick with normal procedure, and I'll go next. Tech and gadgets I've played with as
text
of this.
Text and gadgets.
Text and gadgets. Text and gadgets. I really like the Comic Sans font. It's great. I would say Sonos and Chromecast probably tie for third. Yes. If you guys have never played with Sonos, it doesn't make sense until you see it in action, and that's the hardest part about explaining to people what it does. But you should check out... Oh, it's expensive. That's the biggest downside. It's not cheap, but what it can do for you to distribute music across a building or an area is really, really neat. They're brilliant. Anyway, Chromecast, we've talked about it. It's great. You can fling stuff from your phone and tablet to your TV, and it works really well. We put it in the bedroom, and it's handy. I really, really like it. And then my next two are going to be copies of Daryl, essentially. My Android Wear watch, my Moto 360, has been fantastic. No, we don't need radar on our wrist, but you can, so why not do that?
Why not?
Yeah, because why not? And then my Note 4, which has been a great phone. There are some things I would like to change, but overall it's been a fantastic device. So I'm waiting for a Lollipop and see how Samsung hopefully doesn't mess that up. We'll see. Biggest letdown would be freaking curved TVs. Go throw those things in the trash. I hate those things. They're good for certain people, but the biggest issue. The best explanation I can give people is if you're curious what a curved TV is going to look like in your room, do me a favor and grab a butter knife and grab a spoon and then hold them up and you'll see the difference in reflections and you'll go, oh, that's a bad idea. I shouldn't curve a TV. Let's not do that. Like it's just, if it's in a dark room.
Finish that sentence, by the way.
You what?
Grab a butter knife and a spoon.
Yeah, yeah, and then hold them up, look, see the reflections, and you'll realize why a curved TV is a bad idea in a brightly lit room. If you're not in a brightly lit room, it actually can kind of look kind of cool. Gives you almost like a, if you're sitting at the right distance, an IMAX-ish experience because it is curved, but it's not that great.
You're at the right distance in a dark room. If you hold your head the right way, it might look somewhat decent, maybe.
And close one eye. You have to close one eye as well.
And stand on one foot.
That is it, exactly. So that's, it just, whatever. They stop doing that. It's dumb. They should stop. It'll be a niche product, but I don't foresee that being the next big thing for real. Dale, please. I'm just going to keep complaining about these stupid curved TVs.
Alrighty, it's time for my Texan gadget. No, I'm just kidding.
Texan gadgets? Nice.
Texan gadgets.
My barbecue pit.
My barbecue. No. Biggest. I don't really play around with tech and gadgets that often, so I only put a few things in here. My Wii U was the biggest thing this year.
Dale's Wii is his biggest thing.
No, Wii is the biggest thing. Okay.
Ew, gross. No, that thing's amazing. It's collecting dust at the moment, sort of.
Your big Wii is amazing.
That's what I heard too. Don't feel bad.
We'll see. And this monitor that I got, the 27-inch monitor that it's saving my life at the moment because I don't think I can really go back to doing a podcast off a small laptop screen anymore.
Yeah, shut up.
I know, right? Isn't it great? Disappointment. And the only reason why I put this in is because CJ said things that you've played around with for 2 minutes. It's literally, iTunes Radio is the worst thing on the planet. It really is. For about 2 minutes. And there's that.
Nice.
So, Zavito, what have you been up to?
Well, the only
gadgets have you been?
The only piece of tech that I really came in contact with this year was my Raspberry Pi. And I love it. He's my friend. I write programs for him.
I buy a Raspberry Pi. Mm-hmm.
So I got my Pi NAS, and for all my network storage, I got a LAMP stack running servers so I can develop all kinds of nifty things. Like this project I'm doing for CJ, I'm going to give it $5. Getting close.
Desperate for that $5, aren't you?
It's the first thing I'm willing to pay him for. He's like, yes! Yes!
At the moment, it's 3 weeks now I'm talking on the show about, I'm just doing this instead.
I genuinely hope you're really not putting too much time into it.
No, I mean, it's like I get like 2 or 3 hours a week to work on this thing is why it's taking so long, but...
It's the Geek IO like 90-10 rule, like only 10% of his time should ever be dedicated to anything.
I ask you. Oh god. Well, there goes my 90-10 rule. Kidding.
But yay, Raspberry Pi. He is my friend.
Rachel.
Oh, what have I played with? My new Fire.
There you go.
Whoa, hey. Sorry.
Not like that, yeah.
The tablet, right.
Or well, maybe it was like that, I don't know.
It'd be nice and hot anyway.
Yeah, that's really
that's all I get for that joke. I don't think it's worth it.
I'm not even touching it. Yeah, that's like the only like new gadget that I've gotten this year, so we'll just go with that. and my Nexus 5, which I love. My happy little phone, which I've actually dropped this phone from like my eye level standing up, and I stand 6'1", so it's not like it's a short distance, and it still hasn't busted. So, yeah, it definitely gets some major props for that. And I can't really say that I've hated anything that I've played with unless CJ can think of something because, yeah.
Wow.
Sounds exciting. All right.
Indeed.
I have a very boring one. Well, there is... Yeah, other than the one that CJ mentioned, there was another charger that we got to test run. CJ, you'll remember the name of it. I won't. It's the one that plugged into the wall that we literally could take out of the wall, and it was supposed to be...
Oh, yeah, dude, that was bad. It was another one.
The charge didn't last 2 hours once you unplugged it.
With a turned-off phone, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, now for the number one, like the biggest thing that I love doing is our favorite shows of 2014. Now this year, I kind of took a little bit of liberty on this. I went to the entire network because we've grown a lot as a network. And So, yeah, I kind of expanded to the entire network here. So, pardon my...
You didn't tell anybody else that they could do that.
Number one...
Well, it says Geek.io shows, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, lowercase shows, so it doesn't... It, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Not the Geek.io show. No. This is the Geek.io show, capital S. Geek.io shows, lower S, means everything.
Oh, okay. Fine. Whatever.
My number one favorite thing that we've done every year, and this came really, really close. Number one thing that we've done all year, probably ever, honestly, was the Professor Shy Guy History 1-1 listening party. That was so much fun just to sit down with somebody that I respect so highly and just talk about his stuff with him, show his passion for what he's worked on for 2.5 hours. That was one of the best things that I've ever done.
It was freaking epic. I was sorry I wasn't able to participate.
Likewise.
It was so, so good.
But that may have been the top of my list as well. So, and I wasn't even there.
Second up, in general, the Comic Alliance. I've loved doing this show. It allows me to really, really expand on what I've loved talking about. And honestly, I think it's obviously the best comic iteration show in its current form. I'm going to let you sink into that one. In its current form, it is the best comic show that I have ever done, and it's one of those ones that I can really feel that it's going to continue on for years to come. And I'm going to tie my top three because it's my show, damn it. Episode 76, the Dragon Con recap, because Dragon Con is one of this year's Dragon Con is one of the experiences that I'm always going to remember.
Best memories ever.
It really is. So yeah, episode 76, discussing Dragon Con. Episode 54, which is the Jason Michael Paul replay interview, only because we got to go to one of the best concerts I've ever seen because of it. And episode 56.
That interview, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we killed that interview. Like,
we kind of nailed it.
mainly because we did the intelligent thing and wrote content before the
prepared and all kinds of stuff. It was crazy. There were notes and email exchanges before the show. It was crazy.
Yeah,
but we kind of nailed it. I mean, not to pat our own backs or anything, but we kind of nailed it.
Yeah, and that's kind of the. I mean, going forward. And that's kind of when we do a proper interview, that's like really the benchmark that we have to meet now. And next up is episode 56, which is the Professor Shy Guy, when the first time we got to interview Professor Shy Guy. Also, stretching, Music Month in general was really fun this year. I really enjoyed doing that. All right. I didn't have any disappointments this year. A disappointment and a best thing. The death and return of Super TTMN.
Super what?
Super what?
Super Dope Movie Night number one.
Terrible Tuesday Movie Night is one of my favorite podcasts. I'm not even saying that because Dale's on the show.
No, he means it.
I genuinely enjoy this show a lot. Probably because I have this sick thing for bad movies, and the fact that it spun out of something that I didn't want to die but needed to die in its in that iteration. Generally, like, we've had the discussion today actually about solo shows. Dale's shows, minus weird audio things that I always get on him about.
Hey, they're getting better. I'm figuring it out slowly.
Have this thing about them where it probably is because you don't interject a lot of like outside opinions to it. You stick to one topic and you talk about that topic. Even if it is an opinion piece, you don't try and go too far out of that. So,
sort of. To a certain extent. I catch myself doing it on Terrible Tuesday Movie Night.
Yeah. And you'll, And you'll correct that, and I'll admit that when you start sidetracking is when I start tuning out of Terrible Tuesday Movie Night. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
When you're sticking to the topic, I'm like, yes, this is amazing, because you have this comedic timing when you're just joking around with yourself, and it works very well.
It's so weird, and I get how people find solo shows difficult to listen to. Notice how I've crafted that sentence.
Yeah.
That's a bit of shaking his head. But
I don't
know. I just.
I have no idea. Go on.
I don't know what you're talking about. But anyway. I think it's weird. Like, talking to myself here in this room, it's just like, okay. I'm sitting here in front of my microphone, and I'm. That microphone, because I normally have that hooked up, but I don't now. Talking to myself about a movie that I watched 2 days previously. It's weird. It's so weird. Listen to last week's Terrible Tuesday Movie Night.
I haven't listened to that one yet. I haven't listened to the Grumpy one yet.
It's a rough episode, but mainly because the movie was rough. But that makes for some of the best content.
But yes, I mean, I am so excited that two of my favorite podcasts are on my network. How It Stacks and Terrible Tuesday Movie Night are two of my favorite podcasts. I was very sad when you're like, I can't podcast right now. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to start this again. I'm like, well, crap. This sucks. And then you're like, hey, I can start recording again. School's done. I'm like, yes.
Hooray.
More Dale.
My hole has been filled.
Ooh, my Dale hole.
My Dale hole has been filled.
Show title. How are we going with show titles? We got like.
All right, I'm done. I'm done.
Budlong's next.
Okay, that's right. Daryl doesn't have this on there.
No,
Daryl
doesn't have that.
All right.
He doesn't listen to our shows.
Right. So I'm going to have to agree with the History 1-1 episode. It was pretty flipping fantastic. It was a ton of fun. I wish I lived closer to Professor Shy Guy, because then we could hang out and it'd be fun. That's all in my head. It probably wouldn't happen.
I don't know. He was apparently very upset with the fact that CJ and I
couldn't
get
yes.
up there.
Oh, my God. I got an email from him. Like, I got an email from him because I said we're going to try to go out to his Orlando show. He goes, dude, I didn't see you there. Where the hell were you? Like, I'm like, I'm sorry. I just couldn't get it out there. Money just didn't work out. Then he goes, well, you're going to come to my other show. I go, dude, I don't live nowhere near Gainesville.
Right.
Oh, trust me. If it wasn't like 5.5 hours away, we would have gone.
Jesus. Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's about an hour south of Pensacola. So, yeah,
Wow.
I live outside of Florida. It's kind of like California. People have this weird misconception about Florida that everything is, like, really close to each other. It doesn't work that way. Like, it takes almost 4 hours to drive to Miami. It takes about 6 hours to drive to the Keys or Tallahassee/Pensacola. So, like, it takes, like, an entire work day to get anywhere in this state, except for, like, we're in this place where we can really quickly go to the Gulf Coast and then to Orlando, and that's it.
Yeah. We're that awkward in-between, which is great for some things, and sucks for everything else.
I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, Dale's in the Outback, so we got that.
Yeah, I know. I live close to all the stuff that I need, but if I need to go outside of that, no.
Hop in the kangaroo and just hope to get there before it dies.
Hop in the kangaroo and hope
to
get there.
Ask her to make a bag. Hang gliding on it.
So
on Charlotte's web.
It would be History 1-1 for me, and then probably anytime Ali Spagnuolo is on is freaking great. So I don't even care.
Yes.
and then my third one would probably be the actual Pensacon coverage, not the episode we did for How It Stacks, but actually being at Pensacon for that entire weekend was a ton of fun, because I got to hang out with Adam, which I don't get to do regularly. We click really, really well, and I don't get to hang out with them that much. It was really cool to hang out with them several days in a row and talk and chat and get to see some really cool behind-the-scenes stuff for an up-and-coming con that is getting bigger and bigger every time they announce a guest. It just, I don't know, it just seems nuts for a second-year event. And being there for the first year was really, really cool to see some of that stuff go down. Biggest letdown is April Fool's for How It Stacks. I'm sorry still.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still so sorry.
Oh, I've scrubbed that from my memory.
I'm still so sorry.
Remember that.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
I kind of want you to do Link to the Past again.
That has been discussed. It has been discussed.
Do it right.
Yeah, I agree.
I want a real episode.
Maybe for April Fool's Day.
Not that atrocious thing.
Do it right.
Do it for Fool's Day. Do it forwards.
Right. That's a good idea.
Okay, Rachel doesn't listen to podcasts, and I'm not joking with that. She doesn't have time to listen to podcasts.
No,
explain
really
to her
don't.
why everyone hates this so much.
Okay, well, the biggest problem is we decided it would be funny to do a How It Stacks episode backwards in like sequence of events. So normally it's, hey, this is the thing we're talking about, and we talk about it as a kid, and then we talk about it some research, and then we talk about how it stacks, and it's great. Well, we were like, hey, we should do this backwards, but to keep the surprise alive, we'll never mention the name of the thing we're doing until the very end, which is normally the beginning. So we were discussing it, and the problem is we can't use any proper
that
nouns.
That doesn't work.
Well, no, you can't use any proper nouns because it's like Link. Oh, wait, nope, that gives it away. Zelda, oh, nope. Master, nope.
It ended up being the character. Like,
right. It was so bad.
The hero. And the princess and the bad guy.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. We're never doing that again.
And then it's like, and then Gabe would be like, and I have this really interesting trivia, but I'll save that for after we reveal the topic. And then he never went back to it.
Right.
It's like, really interesting trivia.
Oh, so bad.
Wow.
It was so bad. It was very, very bad.
It was a valid attempt. It was a valid attempt. Admit to me, was JD drunk when he brought this idea up?
Let's see. This
probably
was, no, because this was April. No. Because actually, Gabe just had his 365 sobriety recently. So
congratulations, Gabe.
We all I'm not gonna say we all stopped drinking, but we've all stopped drinking for the show. And JD wasn't drinking.
See,
regularly
I have video
anyway.
Proof that you didn't stop drinking, sir.
Know, right. No, we don't drink regularly, and JD doesn't either because he's all crazy. I work out all the time, guy. So empty calories aren't good. So I don't think so. No. We all thought it would be a good idea. We just didn't plan it through before we decided to do it.
It needed to write it. And that's the big thing.
It needed to be a fully produced, written, and recut. Episode. It would have been funnier, yes. I think, if we had recorded it forwards and me chopped it in pieces and put it backwards. But that's hindsight, and we're never.
We have no time for your shenanigans.
We're not going to do that. No. What? No idea what you just said. I don't know what just said again. It was still too low. I didn't understand. So anyway, that was me. Yeah, we skipped news, and I was gonna say my best news of the year was having another baby, but nobody mentioned it.
Aww.
And my biggest letdown is going from geek-io.com to .net.
.com.
It's .net. Homestar Runner never gets old. Oh, that should have been the thing I watched. Homestar Runner coming back. Curses.
That's right.
All these things. All right.
Glorious return.
We do this every year. You realize that, right? It's like,
It's hard to remember a year of stuff, especially when you...
But we do this every week. So
that's the point.
We're just keeping it consistent. About. Dale, what's your favorite? What were your favorite shows?
Top three. I know I wasn't there, and it's hard to be there from my current location, but the Dragon Con episode was just amazing.
Yay.
That was good times.
The way you guys described it and everything, and just, it would have been amazing, but, you know, 2016. We're getting closer.
Hope you like 2016.
I
will like 2016. I hope I like 2016. Yes. Just the way that the events, because you guys like kind of separated a little bit during that episode. And
yes.
The events that happened on different days. Just that description, just, it's so amazing. Weird saying that when I wasn't even there. But anyway. Yes, obvious joke here, but episode number 69, not because it's 69, but because of the John Anilio episode for Musicians Month.
Yes.
Just amazing discussions in that episode. So
he was awesome to have on.
He was awesome guest. He was an awesome guest, and
it was great to just talk about, like, that was a really great episode. It was amazing being able to talk to somebody who, I mean, on Rachel's level, a teacher. I mean, he's a teacher. He's been a teacher.
A teacher, yes.
And then a musician as well, and just somebody who does it just because he loves it. Like, he has no desire to quit being a teacher to be a musician. He does the music just for the love of it, and it comes out in, like, when you talk to him.
Exactly. And the episode 56 with Professor Shy Guy, I think.
Yes.
Was that, remind me, was that the broccoli episode where he was trying to flush the broccoli down the toilet? Was that
yes.
No, he was
trying to give it to a dog.
Friend's dog.
Dog, and then he went to try and flush it down the toilet. Yeah. Didn't.
He's eating steak on the
didn't get caught.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
It was fantastic. But what I really enjoyed was the Just Us episodes when we didn't have a guest on and we're just shooting the breeze between us. Family episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And
to be honest, it's kind of the reason why like I purposely, like, I got the question of, well, why are you guys doing guests? Yes, every once in a while. But like, I've come to the point where we've matured enough as podcasters that we don't need somebody there, and it's just generally fun to talk with you guys. You guys are my friends. It's just really fun to just every week just get on and shoot the shit with my friends.
Oh, a friend cast coming next year.
Oh, I made some more with you.
And I know this is topical because a lot of people have got in touch with me after this last week, but GLS returning was one of those milestones for me, and that show has really, really taken off since I brought it back. And just the overwhelming support for me and that show, particularly this last week.
Yes.
And the sensitive topic areas of the last week. But people just embracing that show for what it is just really, really warms my heart, and that people really want to hear my opinions on serious issues that matter. I don't really have strong opinions on many things. That's why I, with the exception of this last week, hunt down no news articles, but opinion pieces, and then I go off and form my own opinions of them, again, with the exception of this last week. But
this last week was definitely a big deal, so.
Yeah, this last week was. And that went up this afternoon, this morning it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
But, because I was so busy yesterday, I just didn't have it to put it up. And I know I was should have put it up sooner for timeliness reasons. But just for people who want to hear my opinion on things, just makes me feel special. I don't know. I didn't have a...
By the way, I do want to point out, and this is something that I've noticed. I love how different Australia handles things like that compared to how the morons that live in my country do.
Yes, and I had to turn full admission here. The only time today listening to the morning stream that I actually had to turn it off due to one of comments from Scott Johnson. I'll tell more off air about that one. but I had to turn that off because of an opinion of someone else on a comment that isn't even related to the one that happened to here in Australia, but still linked it,
yeah.
If that makes sense. I'll say more off air because I don't really want to drag him on
Scott,
his comments.
Scott's a friend. I mean, he's...
Scott's a friend. I get it, but it's just... It's one of those things where it's just like, oh, I don't really want to...
It was something it was something that got you to a point where you had to step back and say, you know what?
I had to step back.
I can't deal with this right now.
Yeah.
I've done it a couple... See, on the rare occasion, I do actually listen to some podcasts. I will occasionally put on the morning stream when I'm laying, cuddling with the kids. I'll put it on as background sound so I can listen to something other than my kids going, in my ear every 30 seconds. My daughter's become a fucking squeaker toy, so there's that. So I will occasionally listen to the morning stream. It doesn't happen very often, especially when I'm in school. But when I'm out of school, I will put it on, you know, now and again. But there's been a couple of times when there's been topics that I have to walk away from because I'm sitting there going, no. I'm just going to walk away because if I don't, I'm going to be the one to call in and say something that really should not be said. So I do understand.
This is the first time. How long has that story been on? Almost 4. It's going into its 4th year now?
Something like
2011?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 year of 2011. First time. Well, it would have been yesterday's episode at this point.
Yeah.
First time I've had to turn it off.
I think it's only happened to me maybe 2 or 3 times, but there's certain points of the time, when you get a little over hypersensitive, it's a girl thing. Sorry. It is what it is.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't it great?
It's like, oh, you just pushed a button. This is not the time of the month to be doing that to me.
Anyway, biggest disappointment, and I'm hesitant to bring this up, but it was my hiatus that really...
Yes.
Right, it's very disappointing, and just the way that stuff got handled during that time, looking back on that this last week, just was disappointing. But anyway, I'll leave that.
No more disappointing than last year's, by the way. I'm definitely putting that out there. Last year's screw-ups in general for the network were obviously like growing steps. This year's, I think it was just because a lot of stuff just kind of happened at once with your hiatus because we had just settled into how the show was going. You know, Jazz had left, which was fine. And we had just settled into the new way of things were going. And instantly you and Alex had to leave and Rachel got super busy at school. So Rachel was out like 75% of the time. So some of the times it was just me and Bud. There was an episode where it was just me and Bud Long. And that was weird.
A little bit.
Oh, but that was like the most epic episode ever because all you kind of do was look at each other and it was like, well, where do we go from here? I don't know. What do we want to talk about? Let's do this. No,
somebody else talk. Oh, wait, it's just us.
A lot of stuff happened at that time at once.
Yes.
So I didn't really have much control over that, and it's a shame that I didn't have control.
It did suck, and like I said, I think it was just a combination. The sum of the whole, the sum of the parts, really, really hurt the whole.
Yeah,
and I feel bad for that. This semester won't be that bad. I said that last time, but this semester won't be that bad because I'm only there 3 days in a row. So, and that's at the beginning of the week. So
yeah, I was saying none of them are Friday for you. Yeah,
yay, yes.
Giggity.
Anyway.
All right, and now Jazz.
Jazz is blowing on his screen.
Sorry, there was some kind of like a booger or something on my phone. I don't know. Just trying to get it off.
That's
gross.
That's disgusting.
You're not supposed to tell us that you were picking your nose at your computer.
It wasn't mine. Or I don't know. If it was mine.
That's even worse. You're like, it wasn't mine. I was just getting it off.
I don't even know whose it is. You gross, gross man.
It was kind of fuzzy. I don't know.
And by the way, sorry that we're running late, guys. It's the last show of the year. Give us a break.
It's the last category anyway. So
yeah, Daryl. Oh.
Yeah.
Daryl.
Wait, who's complaining? I didn't hear anyone.
Well, Dara will be tomorrow. I mean, when he hears it.
No, he won't.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm surprised in the chat that I'm not seeing, you know, well, why are we taking so long?
Because we want to.
I think Budlong's just kind of stalling to see if Alicia comes into the closet. Like,
no, it's not happening tonight. It's not happening tonight. We're good.
My first top two have already been discussed because I basically said anything Shy Guy was on, especially the History 1-1 thing that was just epically great.
Yes,
and then the Dragon Con recap, which, you know,
it's Dragon Con, so yes,
the greatest weekend of the year. You know, just hanging out. Having fun with you guys was just so fun. Even if I only got up there for one day.
But it was still fun.
And almost 3 hours of it was spent in a movie theater.
Right.
Watching the greatest movie ever.
Fair.
/ trying to find a parking spot and paying like $12 to spend the 2 hours. You know, it's fun.
That was the most epic car ride ever.
how many Jarretts to pump a gallon of gas? Reach out your hand and grab it!
Budlog, just stick your hand in the hole! Move, Budlog, let me stick my hand in there.
I'm not putting my hand in weird holes. It's not happening. I still refuse.
Hey, I fixed it, didn't I?
You did, and I thank you. And I'll get you to do it every time.
I'll stick my fist into a gas pump anytime.
Okay.
And then I've enjoyed the spoiler fun times.
Yes.
That we've been having. It's just been fun and unique, and I've been enjoying the crap out of it. And then my other one that nobody else seemed to mention was watching Good Burger with you guys.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
By the way, yes, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, go ahead. No, later.
Because
later.
Because
later.
Good Burger, you know.
Because Good Burger, yes.
That was fun. That was this year? Holy God.
Yeah, that was this year. I think we only did one Geek I.O. Watches last year. Geek Everything else has been this year.
Huh. All right. I'll take your word for it.
It's true. We watched it. Geek.io. We all watched Good Burger. That happened.
I would just like to state that I'm away from my computer and my frickin' Spotify just started blasting Gilded Love by Professor Shy Guy. I'm like, why am I hearing music? And I'm dancing and CJ's looking at me funny. I'm like, yep. I'm just going to go see what my computer did. I'm serious, CJ. It started when I was over here. So completely random shit. Yay.
See, Rachel's computer knows.
Yeah, always play the Shy Guy.
So anyway, and that's my, and I'll, we should probably just wrap this up, so.
Any disappointments?
This is a good book. Oh, disappointments. My biggest disappointment personally was not being on the Shy Guy listening party. Yeah. I can't remember why I wasn't able to make it, but. Oh, I think there was a wedding. Yeah, I was at a wedding. People getting married.
Get your priorities straight. Jeez.
Jeez.
But no, I really enjoyed listening to that show, and I was bummed that I wasn't there.
I love the fact that you can't really remember if it was a wedding or not. I think
I remember now. Okay. It was a wedding. Right. It was the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and also the Iron Bowl, which is a religious holiday in Alabama.
Yep.
You wouldn't understand, but trust me, it's a big deal. Look it up.
I'll get right on that.
And my favorite news item of the year was me winning the Summer Movie Smackdown. And Flappy Bird. You guys remember Flappy Bird?
Flappy Bird, yeah.
I never played it.
Linkopters or whatever that was called? That's what I thought when I saw you put that in there, was the Plinklopters or whatever it was called. The other game that the Flappy Bird man made.
What?
Clink?
He made another game.
Clip Clop? In the Utah?
In the Utah? What was it called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right?
We're all so lost.
Now, I follow this kind of news for a living now, and, like, seriously, no. I think you're insane.
Puppybird, hang on.
Come on, ZJ, right. The clip clopper.
Clip-clopters. I'm sure. I'm so glad that I reviewed the clip clopters here on this show. Is Shy Guy still playing, Rachel? Oh, you're doing stuff. I didn't see what you were doing. You were just moving your
swing
hands.
Swing chopters.
I still have no idea what that is, but.
Oh, that wasn't this week. Never mind. Swing chopters. All right. Shall we progress?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and wrap this. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Okay. I've got stuff I need to do after this show. All right.
Got to come in the chat.
So, since Rachel's doing stuff in the kitchen. Oh, God. We're on holiday. We're not doing another show until after the first of the year. First show of next year will be January 8th, 2015. Hope you liked 2014. Hope you liked 2015. Again, happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends right now. All joking aside, happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends. Next week is Christmas. I hope everybody has a safe and happy Christmas. And then big New Year's. Definitely hope everybody stays safe on New Year's. Enjoy yourselves, but don't go overboard. Just remember, you have to remember what happened on New Year's, or else bad things happen. So, all joking aside,
don't start 2015 on a bad note.
Exactly. Yes. Do not just enjoy yourself. Seriously, go out and enjoy yourself on New Year's Eve. It's a great time to do it, but just be safe. Be safe and be careful.
I'll be working until 12:30 in the morning. Woo!
Oh, Jesus.
See you in the new year.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do it, Dale. Don't do it, Dale. Just learn anything from 2014.
Speaking of Dale.
Now it's time for the Geek IO Winter Movie Smackdown Update.
Yeah, boy. So,
listen to the Comic Alliance for more Wrestling Dale goodness.
It is great. Like, he sent this to me. He sent me the intro for the Comic Alliance. Yeah, he's like, I don't know if I like this or not, but here you go. I'm like, yeah, screw it, I'll play it. And every time I play it, it's just like it's really awkward. It's so awkward.
That's what I do.
It's so awkward. So there's some shakeups this week. Some big major things happened, and. I was looking for a clip for this one, but I couldn't find it. So, Sony has officially canceled the interview. I wanted to get the Iron Sky sound clip of her screaming, "Shut up, North Korea," but I couldn't find it.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she screamed. Yeah, when they were in the war room, she's like, North Korea's like, "Oh, we totally take absolute responsibility for this," and everybody's like, "Shut up, North Korea."
Nice. I wish I had known that was there. I would have pulled it up for this.
Oh man, yeah,
it's not. It's not in the. It's not anywhere in the.
I don't think I ever pulled it out. I don't remember. Yeah,
no,
I,
you didn't.
I never pulled it out.
And that's the reason why we're on Baby Watch. But yeah, so Jazz is going to have to pick another movie. He said what it was, but never updated the spreadsheet, so I don't know what it was. Update the spreadsheet.
Selma. Selma.
Sorry. Sure. Selma. I'll remember that. Update the spreadsheet.
It was busy at work today. Sorry.
So speaking of that, other than that one, Jared Azevedo, Dale, and myself all have been awarded Budlong Mulligans. Due to limited release.
And by that, we mean the movie made it to 5 theaters in the country.
5 theaters!
Or less.
Most.
My Inherent Vice had the most widest release at 5 theaters.
Yeah.
So, had 5 as well.
Before I Disappear opened in 3 theaters and made a whopping $3,000.
And I love how this a little backyard backyard podcasting. What is it? Behind baseball? What is it? I don't know.
Behind the curtain.
it's behind backstage. Baseball.
Yeah.
Backyard baseball.
it's great. We were discussing this last night in the management chat. And all of the Americans were like, "Oh yeah, we'll go ahead and award a mulligan." And Daryl, you know, UK guy, Mr. Socialism himself, you know, He's like, no, you guys should deal with the movies that you picked. And I'm like, dude, five theaters at most. But Bud Long, who doesn't have a horse in the race, is like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and allow that. So Jazz replaced Before I Disappear with Top 5. Dale, I'm really allowing him to really allowing to bend the rules on this one because such issues going with this one. But he replaced Comet with American Sniper. I say bending the rules because he already has a movie starting on the 25th. But it's such a screwed up.
It's going to make a shit ton more money than what it was going to.
Right? And I replaced Inherent Vice. I replaced my Inherent Vice with Big Eyes. So, all right, now on to the regular news. The Hobbit walks and walks and walks and walks and walks and walks and walks.
And he finally
gets
there.
Donkey Kong barrel rolls and walks again. Finally arrives this weekend. Oh, also, Annie and Night at the Museum 3 are there too, but I don't have anything witty to say about this. All right, so the standing so far, the last time in 2014, Rachel is still in the lead with $17.56 million.
Hang on, hold up your butts. CJ, what's the next amount below $17 million?
The next one is the guy who had $300,000 last week. In second place, Dale with $6.16 million. Somehow.
I know, right?
Somehow.
Exodus.
Exodus, Gods and Kings. Like
Gods and Kings.
Is freaking
I got
somehow
that for $10.
Yeah, it brought in all of the money for Dale. Next up is the standard like what happened before, because I don't think Jazz and I have had a movie since then. Well, he has top five, which is not bringing in a lot of money, but
no,
Jazz is
what else is I gonna pick?
Yeah, right? $5.69 million.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm at $4.15 million, but I haven't had a movie since Big Hero 6, so you know. Daryl's having a silent night. And we won't know what Daryl's going to get until next show on the 8th. Jared has a veto. What's been going on in the Geek.io Network?
Geek.io Network has got some exciting things. The generic live show and terrible Tuesday movie night will be recording over Christmas with some awesome surprises. What are the surprises, Dale?
Well, one of them... Oh, I can't tell you.
Darn. Almost got him. Okay. Then on the site, this Saturday, Geek.io, we're doing a Geek.io Watches. And what are we watching? We are watching the freaking Star Wars Christmas special, our holiday
yes!
special.
Yes! Life day, bitches!
CJ somehow procured a copy, and we're going to
I needed more terrible Christmas movies in my life this December.
So hold on to your butts, people, because this
unless Alicia
be
pops, unless Alicia pops between now and then, that is going to be Jared Budlong's official final thing for the Geek.io Network for a long time.
Yep.
You gotta watch us this weekend.
And the Working Droid Hearts Radio. Real Insights drives. Real Insight dives into the librarians. That I don't know if that sentence is worded very well.
Yes, it is. Noun, verb, the noun. Noun, verb, adjective, down.
Okay, maybe.
What?
I don't know if you should be diving into librarians ever, but.
Ew, something
in
about
the Android
that
realm, doctrine with Android MD.
Is that the right way to spell doctorate?
Doctorate, yes.
Or is it this way?
It the A that one. Okay. That's the correct. That's why I said doctrine because you were spelling it wrong.
Doctor eight.
Doctor eight. Dive into those librarians.
Now, are we talking about the Eighth Doctor or the War Doctor?
It's talking about
all the doctors?
The Doctor. All of the Doctor. All the single doctors.
Okay. All the single doctors? Oh. Never mind.
I feel like you should have put a TARDIS on it.
Oh, goodness.
Love that wrap-up. So tired.
Yeah. Hey, remember to go to geek-io.net/Patreon or patreon.com/geekio to help us out with a small monthly donation. It's the only thing we're asking for this episode because things.
And stuff.
And those stuffs and the things and the stuff. Anyway, $5 would get you, what, a shout-out with your name or cause or some other thing that you want us to say on the show. And if you think we're worth $10, we'll read a Twitter, quote-unquote, length post for you. That includes tweet longer. It includes tweet longer, so just throwing
we'll
that out there.
We'll read an anything length post for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
We'll read a post.
We can be heard on Stitcher Radio as well as on iTunes. Just leave us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show. My friends.
Alrighty. Show title candidates for the final time in 2014. Show title candidates for the Geek.io Show episode number 88 were The Butt is Peeking and Clipping, Put It in My Mouth, Butt Long, Flesh Together Really Well, Phone Tablet Donkey Mule, Glamorous Camping, Make Butt Long Fun, Stupid Little Amazon Points, Stone Match? I don't remember that one.
Stomach.
Where's my...
Stomach.
Oh, yeah, Stomach. Where's my Groot?
Still
it's a small world. It's a small world or some bullshit. Don't deliver on the climax. John Hughes geek card. The microphone goes the other way. I'm trying to... CJ, stop typing, please.
I'm correcting it. You can't put capital letters in It's a Small World. Walt Disney will rise from his grave and stab you in the face.
Oh, geez.
Fiery scrotum. It's a big day. Great guts and good screen. Excellent gadgets. A butter knife and a spoon. My Dale hole has been filled. Cliff copters and backyard baseball.
You can tell we are obviously our own target demographic. we can make ourselves laugh. That's pretty much the entire point of this whole thing. All right, folks. Okay. On that note, all right. It's been a great year. We'll catch you guys next year. Thank you guys so much for another amazing year of Geek.io, for hanging out with us for all the good times, the bad times, the just okay times, everything. Seriously, thank you guys so much.
Yes, indeed.
I really wish I could do this full time, but what little time I get to spend with you guys in particular, you guys, my Jareds and my Dale and my Rachel.
And your Rachel.
Hopefully you spend more time
on the show.
And all of the guests that we've had, all of the fun that we've had this year. Seriously, guys, thank you so much. You guys are seriously my best friends, and I really appreciate the time to hang out with you guys. I got to freaking meet you guys this year. I hugged Azevedo in the middle of Peachtree Street. It was amazing. Oh my god, I got the box with Budlong.
What?
Or something.
Have the donkey mule?
I get to drink a donkey punch with Budlong at a hipster bar. It was amazing. After eating shawarma, it was spectacular. We ate shawarma and then went back and I had a bad scotch and he had a donkey punch.
No, I didn't. Awesome. I didn't. Don't ever. No.
You didn't have a bad scotch.
It's still not called a donkey punch.
That's not right.
Just did it.
Look, I think it's time to.
Merry
Christmas. One more thing.
There was a fish
in the percolator.
Thank you for listening. Geek out. But you geek in and geek out.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this place right now.
Please do, right here. Right. Put it in my mouth. I need it in my mouth. Dale, put it in my mouth.
Do your tangents do, Budlong.